Now a special WPTL sports presentation. It's Pisgah Black Bears basketball. Let's go courtside now with Terry Shen and David Stiles.
The leaves are off the trees. The snow is starting to fall. We're sitting in a gym. It must be basketball season, Terry.
It must be basketball season. Welcome, everyone. Pisgah basketball coming your way on WPTL again. I'm Terry Shen, David Stiles, the first voice you heard here. And we are geared up. We've seen a couple of good JV games. Unfortunately, Pisgah did not win both of them, but we're ready for high school basketball 2011 and 2012. And David, I think we're going to see some excellent high school basketball this year.
I think so, too. I'm very excited to see what these girls can do tonight. They have all five of their starters coming back, so we'll see what happens. A lot of senior leadership for this Pisgah varsity girls team.
There's a good chance that these Sugar Bears are going to kick some booty in the conference this year. I think so. Let's pause for a break, folks. We've got a lineup of fine sponsors this year supporting Pisgah Athletics and these two varsity basketball ball clubs. We're going to have a doubleheader tonight. It's going to be girls basketball. And a little bit later, it'll be tip-off for the boys' varsity play. And we didn't mention, before we go to the break, let us mention the Invaders here in the Pisgah Bear Den tonight.
Oh.
The Rockets from over at A.C. Reynolds over in Buncombe County have visited. It's a big school. They usually put some good players on the floor. We'll find out how good they are in a moment, folks. We'll be back. This is Pisgah Bear Basketball on WPTL.
Things are really buzzing around Midwest Haywood, Midwest Harris, and Midwest Swain. It's all about Busby Wellness. He has rock-hard abs and a smile that brightens the room when he enters. Busby Wellness is the new wellness mascot for Midwest Health System. Buzz's motto is, be well, be fit. It's a natural slogan for Midwest Wellness Program. After all, these are industrious and work together for the wellness of their colony. So Buzz is now prepared to put some fun in a serious message to remind everyone good nutrition and regular physical activity can help lower the risk of many chronic diseases. You'll spot Buzz at Midwest screenings and events, and he's available for appearances at civic clubs, schools, and special events that promote health and fitness. To invite Buzz, call 452-8088. Buzz B Wellness, 452-8088.
Welcome back. You're here live on WPTL, 920 AM. Or if you're listening on the internet, WPTLradio.net. Welcome, welcome. It's high school basketball time as we get ready for the national anthem. And just want to mention again, the ROTC for Pisgah, very impressive. Every year I see them, Terry.
Yeah, there's a bunch of flashy folks, very professional as they march on the floor for the national anthem. David, for girls basketball, this is kind of like the Battle of the Giants here. I think we've got four or five girls on the court, 5'10", and one, two, three, four ladies on the court rated at 6 foot or better.
Looks like it's going to be a very inside
game. That's
inside games.
That's big for girls basketball.
Sawyer Leatherwood preparing to play the national anthem on the fiddle.
You know, that's worth turning up the courtside microphone for. Yeah. This is the only high school, maybe, in the continental U.S., for all I know, that plays the national anthem on the fiddle.
It gets very testy if you call the violin. I know Sawyer pretty well.
Thank you.
Beautifully done. Beautifully done.
And you only hear it here in the mountains of western North Carolina.
But yeah, like Terry was saying earlier, it's going to be the battle of the bigs, I think, tonight.
We'll have the starting lineups in a moment. I'll tell you something, David, just a personal thing that I was associated with some foreign exchange students mm-hmm. last year. And in this country, you don't think anything about seeing a military-type unit come onto the football field or come onto the basketball court and raise the colors. I mean, this country was founded after a military rebellion.
Yeah.
You know, we think nothing of it. But the foreign exchange students, two of them from Asian countries, and one from Germany, one from England, thought it was very odd to see even imitation weapons in a high school environment. They
yeah.
thought that would never, never be allowed in their countries. And to me, I'd never thought about it before because I've grown up with it all my life.
I've never really thought of it that way either.
In their countries, they said never would you be allowed to display a military type symbol, the symbolism of something military, in a high school environment in their countries. But
well, it looks like the starting lineup for the A.C. Reynolds girls will be number 10, Haley Wright, number 12, Nikki Strickland, and number 13, Sam Pepe.
She has a sister on the roster also. There's another Pepe, Sarah Pepe.
Number 15, Tisha Marion, also starting for the Lady Rockets. And the final starter is number 34, Kat Blaylock.
I remember Kat was a starter last year, I think, for this Rocket mm-hmm. team. Strickland, the name Strickland rings a bell. I'm not sure if she was or not. But
looks like we have three juniors, one freshman, and a sophomore starting for the Lady Rockets tonight. So not a lot of upperclassmen leadership, looks like. But now stepping onto the court, number 12, Sheridan Presley, sophomore for Pisgah. Starter last year. We called her the charity stripe. She hit everything from the foul line.
Yeah, she was a super freshman last year, and she returns.
The diaper dandy. Number 10, Micah James, the senior for Pisgah, the Sugar Bears. Also number 31, Taylor Gallion. The inside left-handed presence of Kristen Allman is always very, very dominating on the court for the Sugar Bears. It seems like she's been on the 10-year plan. She's been here as long as I can remember. And then the sophomore, number 33, Mariah Lewis, rounds out the starting five for the Sugar Bears.
That's a strong starting five. All of these ladies had starting experience from last season.
I'm excited to see what happens here in a minute. And as I also may point out, this place is packed, Terry. The den is full tonight.
On the home side, it sure is. And Reynolds brought a lot of students, and they got a very strong student section. A lot of parents, a lot of folks came from A.C. Reynolds. Of course, not a big drive, probably 45 minutes or so
to
get over.
Yeah. Looks like Lewis is going to tip it off against number 13, Pepe.
Lewis, not as tall as Almond, but quite a leaper. The lady's got springs in her legs. We'll see if Sam Pepe can come close to that. And Mariah easily controls the tip. And we are underway with this new 2011 season. Pisgah controls the tip, and it's Almond to Micah James, looking for something on the inside. Pisgah looking at a zone. Nope, they're looking at a man-to-man here from the get-go. Almond bounce passes inside, turnaround spin, and a block shot. Mariah Lewis puts it back up following the miss, and it's rebounded by the Lady Rockets. We go the other way. They pass all the way down the court. There's a block by Gallion. Nobody's got a clean shot away yet. Now here come the Pisgah Bears. Sugar Bears press Lily outside the Gallion, around the James. Working on that right side, penetrates inside against her man or her lady, which was Pepe, and I think Pepe is going to pick up the foul. So no one, David, really. Pisgah trying it twice and couldn't really get a clean shot away. Reynolds tried one field goal, didn't get it up. And now James puts in the first of two free throw attempts.
Sugar Bear's first to draw blood here. And she sinks the second one as well.
So a short little lead, and Pisgah showing full court pressure here from the start. They're man-to-man matched up with Reynolds. Not across the timeline yet. That's an over and back. I'm surprised the refs didn't see that one. Strickland stepped into the front court and then stepped right back. No whistle, and the ball goes down, and a strip by Pisgah's Sheridan Presley. Passes it down to James, puts it up with the left hand, changes to the right, missed it. Lewis with a rebound. She puts it off the glass and good after it was bobbled a little bit. And actually, it ended up in the hands of Galleon for a quick moment. So Pisgah on top, 4-0 against a sometimes powerhouse from ACR. Lady Rockets pass it down low left side. Back out front, the ball comes to Strickland. Galleon putting some pressure on her, just about got a steal. But Strickland picks it back up, gets it over, and a charging call. Good call, ref, on number 15, Tisha Marion. Natasha? That's Tish, T-I-S-H.
This is a very good set by Sheridan Presley. She got in the lane, set her feet, took the full contact on of the other player on her, and drew the foul. Good job by Sheridan Presley.
Good defense. Pisgah with a four-point edge, and they've got the ball. That is Almond. Bumped into a defender, and I had the ball knocked away, and we're going to tie up here on possession. We'll give it to the Lady Rockets. So kind of a little baffled, miffed play that time for Pisgah.
Pisgah's still electing to go with a full-court pressure, looks like.
Let's see if it produces anything this time. Nope. The press is outrun by Wright. She fires from outside the perimeter. It's off the front of the rim. No good. Scramble for the loose ball. Could be anybody's. And into the backcourt, it is chased by Pepe. She comes out. Pass down low. Up and in by Blaylock. So Reynolds on the board now. 4-2. Pisgah. Micah James uses the elbow to clear out a defender. No whistle down there. And another tie-up. This possession should belong to the Sugar Bears. First quarter action, folks. Welcome aboard WPTL 920. For you internet listeners at WPTLradio.net. Pisgah with an inbound pass coming up here following a little miscue to Galleon outside, and they call her for a travel.
And she did. What happened was she went up for the shot fake to drive to her left, and she just shuffled her feet a little bit too much. Good luck. But just too many steps.
I remember last season. Oh, a leading pass to Blaylock. Nobody was on her. She puts a layup in the other end. Nobody got in front. There was a full court pressure by Pisgah that just fell apart that time. Here's a three-point shot by the Sugar Bears. No good. There's Galleon for the put-in, though, after a rebound. So Pisgah stays on top after Reynolds tied it up there momentarily. It's 6-4, 5:14 remaining first period. Terry Shannon, David Stiles. Third season for David, number 20 for yours truly. I didn't know I was that old. I must be as old as dirt.
No. Defensive pressure by deflection by the Sugar Bears gives AC Reynolds a inbound on the right side.
Presley puts a hand in the face, but the ball comes in easily. And there's a steal by Lewis, a leading pass. Here come the Sugar Bears. Nobody's on Micah James. And Micah with an easy score on the other end following the interception. But, again, the full court pressure by Pisgah allows one of the Reynolds players to get wide open. It was right for an easy layup on the other end, and that cannot continue to happen. Here's a shot on the Pisgah end of the floor. It is no good by Presley from outside. She somehow gets the rebound back into her hands. James puts up a little set shot from 10 feet out, and it's good. A leading pass to Wright. She made a layup just a minute ago and gets another one. Now that has got, we've got to make some corrections here, Coach. 10-8. Pisgah still up by two.
That's four straight points for Wright on that, on the broken press.
Perimeter shot no good, but there's, Lewis. Mariah Lewis clears the rebound and puts up the shot after. And, no foul and no shot on the other end as Wright attempts to put up another one. We got some wholesale substitutions for the Sugar Bears. We'll try to catch those in a minute, David.
Looks like Brooklyn Galleon coming in. Also, number 21, Caitlin Hanna. And number 20, Mariah Reed.
They lob the ball inside, and Pisgah's going to steal. Yes. Steal, takeaway by Reed. We go the other way. Presley now. Down deep in the corner, and Galleon, I think it was Brooklyn Galleon.
Galleon.
Walk.
Same move her sister did just a little while ago, trying to fake the drive and just shuffled her feet a little bit.
So not picking on the family tree, but two Galleon turnovers here. And it's 3:51 on the clock, first period. Sugar Bears up by four, but Reynolds on the attack. Their shot attempt is no good on the baseline, and a foul may go against the Lady Rockets. Yes.
Looks like number 32, Pepe. The younger Pepe, actually. Sarah Pepe is checked in for ACR.
So Pisgah with a four-point lead and the basketball following the infraction. Presley to Amon across the timeline. Pass to Reed. Reed has to dribble out of a little stiff traffic. Loses the dribble. Amon picks it up, though, and she goes down. Are they going to say a tie-up? Or are they going to call a walk here?
I think there was a jump ball. Possession arrow gives it back to the Lady Rockets. And looks like Leanne Waite is going to check in for Kristen Amon. So some fresh legs here for the Sugar Bears.
Well, first quarter, first game of the season. Let's keep people fresh here. I don't know if we have any original starters in there or not.
Presley's still in.
Maybe the only one. Reynolds gets the ball in past that full court pressure. Left-handed dribble on the baseline and a little shove detected by the Sugar Bears.
Looks like it's on Waite. Her first foul of the evening. First team foul for the Sugar Bears tonight.
Leanne Waite, one of the six seniors playing for the Sugar Bears this year. Ball inbounds, knocked away by Galleon, and she'll keep it and take it across the timeline with a right-hand dribble outside. A little look, but no shot by Reed from out there. Now it's underneath, shot up, baseline, no good, and a Reynolds foul. And we'll have two free throws coming.
Looks like that's on number 14, Montana Warren. And Kaylin Hanna going to the charity stripe. Kaylin Hanna, standout volleyball player for the Lady Sugar Bears in volleyball this year.
And misses her first free throw. Maybe she should have tried to hit it underhanded or something like a volleyball. Second free throw is right on target, though. That makes it 13-8. Pisgah lead grows to 5. 3:10 on the clock. We've had no timeouts so far. And Pisgah takes away the inbound pass. A little stiff shot, no good, but the rebound is taken back by Hannah. She puts it up and in, another senior for the Sugar Bears. And a steal on the inbound pass, but not before. There's timeout. Reynolds will take a timeout. We'll be right back, folks. 2:58 on the clock, Pisgah 15, ACR 8. Back in a moment. This is Pisgah Bear Basketball.
What's the first choice in convenience stores? The single stuff. Your first choice for gas, quick groceries, food, and household items. Single Stop also has free stuff when you sign up for Single Stop Rewards. So get special discounts, friendly service, and competitive prices every day at the four area Single Stop locations. Carolina Boulevard in Clyde, Radio Hill, Canton, Single Stop Southside on Pisgah Drive, and Frank's up the river on 276.
Carolina Pawn and Gun. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it, anything under the sun. Guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. They got just about everything at Carolina Pawn and Gun. Now, if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun. Carolina Pawn and Gun. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Get on over there, son.
Proud sponsors of the Pisgah Bear.
Following the timeout, it will be Reynolds' ball here at Pisgah High School. Pisgah with that full court man-to-man. They're having a little trouble, but they finally get it inside to Pepe, Sarah Pepe. Leading pass is over the outstretched arms of Ward, and it'll be out of play. Pisgah basketball, another turnover for ACR. So the full court pressure did its thing that time. Pisgah with the inbound pass to Reed.
bobbles it just a little bit, gets it back. Now over to Presley, who's the only original five starter still in the lineup. And does she travel or what?
I think they're going to call a blocking foul on Kaylin Hanna. Looks like a moving pick. Her first foul of the evening. And looks like number 25, Dallas Warren, is going to check in for AC Reynolds.
We have both Warren sisters in there now?
I think so.
Did one of them? No, one of them went out.
No, one of them went out.
Okay. Reynolds with the inbound, but Pisgah goes for a steal. They get it. Knocked away and picked up. Knocked away by Reed. Picked up by Galleon. And the ball rolls out of play. Let's see who touched it last. I think it was touched by a defender. That'll mean it's Sugar Bear basketball.
Right. Checking back in for AC Reynolds.
Presley slaps, looks for somebody open. It is Brooklyn Galleon outside, and a steal. Galleon's pass was a little slow, intended down there for Reed, and it's taken away by ACR. Here come the Lady Rockets, 2:26 on the clock, first quarter. Shot up, no good by Wright. Rebound into the hands of, I don't know, tie up anyway. Tie up between Sarah Pepe and...
Kaylin Hanna.
Was it Hanna?
I think so, number 21.
On it possession, is. The Sugar Bears take over. And ACR has been at that 8-point mark for a long time. They have not scored in quite a while. 2:11 on the clock, and a shot put up by Galleon, no good. Rebound effort is up and in there by
Waite.
Is it Waite?
Mm-hmm. Leanne Waite. Coming off that weak side on the offensive board, grabbed it, put it right back in. Smart play, way to crash the boards, Leanne Waite.
So now the Pisgah lead is 9. .155 on the clock. And across the timeline is Ward this time. Gets it down, keeps it, puts it up, bounces around, lots of iron, and the rebound pulled by Pisgah's number 21, Hanna. She gives with a left-handed pass, lead, nice break by the Sugar Bears, and the ball put up by Waite, and it's good.
Good court vision there by Sheridan Presley to dish it away when both defenders step down in the lane to take her.
I think there was 1, 2, 3 passes for that behind that score. And Pisgah's lead is up in double figures right now. You've got to be liking this. And a steal by Pisgah again. Presley's in front of a wide pass. Presley with a changeup, stops, fakes out her defender, puts up a really bad shot off the glass. It must have been partially deflected, and the rebound to the hands of ACR. So, Lady Rockets take over. But a good steal by the Pisgah defense that time again. Down under a minute to play, first period.
Ooh, almost backcourt there.
I mean, Pisgah with this tenacious man-to-man defense here all first quarter long. They have not switched to a zone at all. And here's a foul by Reed, I'm pretty sure, slapping at the ball on the attempted shot on the baseline.
Even though she fouled on that one right there, the possession before that, she was playing very good defense. She had a couple of the ball deflections, which led to that turnover, though. Very impressive for a freshman on defense.
50 seconds on the clock.
Pisgah Black Bear Basketball is sponsored by MedWest Haywood, Ken Wilson Ford, Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, and the Single Stop Stores. And tonight by Carolina Pawn and Gun. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it, Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Tisha Marion on the free throw line. Missed her first free throw and got this one. That's the first point they have made in a long time. So it's 19-9. Pisgah, here they come quickly down the court. They are racing. Micah James back in the lineup. Also, Burnett in the lineup for her first time. Bianca Burnett puts up a three, launches it, looked pretty good, wouldn't fall, a little bit hard, off the iron in the back, but Pisgah gets the rebound. Now a shot put up from three-point range, no good by Waite. Rebound this time, Lady Rockets. 26 seconds, let's see if they can get on the board with a field goal before the end of the quarter. Ball into the hands of Blaylock, who's also back in the lineup, to Warren outside. Ball loose, Pisgah picks it up, another steal, that must be like the fifth or sixth, and knocked out of the hands of Galleon. That
McKenzie
is
Galleon.
That's McKenzie. First time she's been in. She snuck in on me.
Cross country standout. Very quick moving young lady.
Under my radar, but she is quick, and she puts the ball in play to Burnett outside, takes a dribble and travels with 11 seconds on the clock.
Again, that little stutter step just biting the guards for the Sugar Bears.
Yeah, three of those I can recall here in the first period. Ball put in with 10 seconds on the clock. Ward will bring it across the timeline. And she'll bring it up. Puts it up strong. No good. Straightaway shot. 3 seconds. I'm not sure Pisgah will get one away. They do at the buzzer. Almost in there from half court, but didn't make it. We'll be back in a minute, folks. It's a good one from Pisgah High School. The Sugar Bears leading at 19-9. You are listening to Sugar Bear Basketball on 920 WPTL.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Welcome back to Pisgah High School. Pisgah leads by 10, 19-9. Start of the second period. Terry Shin on play-by-play.
ACR with the inbounds to Strickland. Will take it well on the top of the key with the left hand. Pass down to Marion, and she's called for a travel. I didn't really see her walk with that one. Looked like she just took it in stride, would put the dribble down, but the walk is called. Good for the Sugar Bears, though. They get the ball back, and now the Lady Rockets show us a little full-court pressure. Let's see if Pisgah breaks it easily. They do to Mariah Lewis at the high post, to James outside. Banker from straight away is no good. Burnett picks up a long-range rebound. They penetrate the lane. Bounce pass to Burnett outside, to Gallion. Looks for somebody open. Finds Burnett. Eyes a three-pointer, but says nope. Mariah Lewis at the high post, and she just about throws it away, but it's picked up by Mackenzie Gallion. Down low with the dribble to Mariah Lewis. She's open. Let's see if she takes the shot. No, just about stripped out of her hands. Now it's back to Lewis. Her shot is no good, and a travel is called. How many travels?
That must be at least five or six.
Here in the first half.
What happened right there was A.C. Reynolds came down with that press. You were expecting man-to-man from the pressure, but they sank back in a zone. Kind of confused the Pisgah offense a little bit there. But still, good possession. They pass the ball around a lot. That's what you like to see in an offense against the zone.
Now, on time, 10-second violation. The ball is given back to Pisgah here. ACR did not get it in. The Pisgah defense just had everybody covered. Bounce pass inbounds to Lewis. Now James from outside. Her straightaway shot's no good. Battle for the board is going to be Pisgah's. That shot is also no good. And a whistle and a foul. And to the free throw line will go Sarah Johnson.
Good rebound by the freshman. A lot of freshmen on this Sugar Bear basketball team.
She's a tall lady. She's one of the 5'10s, and she gets the first free throw. The foul, by the way, was on Blaylock for the Lady Rockets. Second free throw, no good. Who's going to get the rebound? It's going to be the Sugar Bears, and it's Johnson after getting a pass from Gallion. Gallion's asking for the pass, but James is standing outside the perimeter arc, and she'll keep the dribble out there. Bounce pass to Burnett. She's in heavy traffic. Triple team, spinning, and a foul, and the Burnett may go to the free. No, we're not in one-and-one shooting yet.
Looks like number 12, Nikki Strickland, with a foul. This zone by ACR is very tenacious, Terry.
Burnett gets the inbound pass following the infraction. Gallion to James, back to Burnett, who's standing low on the left side. Penetrates that three-point arc, and it goes back to Johnson, who's way outside. Johnson floats through the zone, tries to put up a little screen there. Doesn't really get that, and it's dribbled away by James.
Back it goes, and a takeaway. Mackenzie Gallion put the ball down, had it stripped away, and a Johnson.
Good defensive
effort. Ran the court after the turnover. And looks like mass substitution again. Looks like the starters are back in for the Sugar Bears. Almond, Presley, James, who was just in, she stays. Lewis comes back on, and Taylor Gallion.
2 minutes into the second quarter, and only 1 point has been scored between the teams. So not a lot of shooting here. The ball's batted out of play. It'll still be Sugar Bear basketball. James inbounds to Presley. Bounce pass to Almond. Almond at the high post takes a dribble back to James. Presley's all the way across the court. The pass to Almond. She goes up and is blocked by one of the people in the green shirts.
Looks
number
like
12.
Nikki Strickland. That's her second foul. Foul's pretty spread out on the Lady Rockets side. Strickland is the only one with two fouls. Everyone else has one, which includes Sam Pepe, Montana Warren, Arian, and Sarah Pepe, and Blaylock. So
seven fouls, but nobody with just that one with two. And the first free throw by Almond is a little bit off. Second one is right on target, and it's another point, but still only 2 points scored, and those belong to Pisgah here in this quarter. 5:48 on the clock. Here come Reynolds. Kind of token pressure that time by Pisgah. Not the big full court intensive thing we saw in the first quarter. Ball to Blaylock. She's kept outside by Lewis. The ball comes to Pepe, and there's a foul on a Pisgah defender.
Looks like a hand-checking violation on Taylor Gallion. That will be her first foul of the evening.
The inbound ball will be put in to the left side of the goal, and they arc it up. Then a block by Almond, but a push.
She got a little bit too much body on her, Terry.
So Almond, is that her first foul?
That's her first foul. Marion caught it on that low block and tried to go up. Almond just too much body, but she got the block anyway. Marion sinks the first of her two foul shots.
21-10. The first point of the second quarter by the Lady Rockets. They missed the second free throw, and it's rebounded by Pisgah's Lewis nicely to Presley. Quick pass to Gallion, takes a baseline drive, shot put up, and Pisgah's attempted so many of those, made none so far, and a loose ball it ends up into the hands of James, who puts up a long-range shot, no good, and the battle for the board between Almond and Wright is going to be, I guess they say it was tied up. They're giving it to Pisgah on possession.
One thing that I'm really impressed with is the offensive rebounding and defensive rebounding of these Sugar Bears. They crash the boards hard, and they get a lot of rebounds. I'm very impressed by this, Terry.
Pass put in to Gallion outside. Her shot is launched. It is not there. Rebound is Lewis, though. Now James gets the pass from her, puts it up, and scores from 10 feet away. 23-10. I think this is maybe the largest lead for Pisgah at 13 points.
Sheridan Presley called for a blocking foul as Strickland tried to go around her. That is Ward. Tried to go around her on that right side. Just a little bit too much body there on the defending.
In JV action, the Pisgah girls won their game. The boys lost theirs. We'll give you the scores in a moment as Lady Rockets inbound comes to Ward. Ward puts a little fake, bounce pass to Blaylock. Her shot is up, and that's not Blaylock. That is
Warren, Dallas Warren.
Dallas Warren.
First bucket for that young lady tonight.
So it's 23-12. First field goal of the quarter by ACR. Presley passes down low in the corner, and a shot is up and good by Kristen Almond, who doesn't put up a lot of long-range shot, but that one looks pretty.
Nice left-handed touch by the senior.
25-12 with a Pisgah lead, and a takeaway by Pisgah. Another turnover by ACR, leading pass to Almond. She'll put it up with a left hand, but before she gets it away, Wright fouls her, so two free throws should be coming. No, they don't say Wright. They say number 11.
Ward.
Nicole Ward.
They were both in the vicinity, I guess.
So Almond Was she one out of two last time on the free throw line?
Yes, sir. Usually has a very nice touch on that left-handed shot.
That's a nice looking backspin, you know. She's got a smooth shot. And this one also misses, and there's a lane violation against the Sugar Bears. The ball rimmed out, but it wouldn't have counted anyway with the lane violation, and we go the other way. Reynolds, Pisgah now with that intense full-court pressure again. Reynolds easily dribbles out of that with Ward. Presley guarding her. They get the ball down low. Blaylock is fouled by Gallion, I believe. Taylor Gallion.
Taylor Gallion. Nothing against Taylor Gallion's size, but I don't think she has the physique to match up against Blaylock. Blaylock a little bit bigger than her, a little bit more muscle, a little bit more height. Got her down low on that block and just kind of spun her around and had her way with her. Good foul, though, by Gallion to keep her from hitting an easy layup.
We don't have the heights on the roster here from A.C. Reynolds, but Blaylock looks like about a 5'10 or better. First free throw is good. The second one also down home. 25-14. Pisgah still with a big lead. 4 minutes remaining here in the first half. Shot from outside. It is no good up by Brooklyn Gallion. Rebound Reynolds. Here come the Lady Rockets. Right goes down low in a baseline. Blaylock dribbles to the center of the lane with her left hand. Puts it up and it's good. Pisgah back on offense. It is Allman with a three-point attempt. It is no good from about straight away, a little bit left of center, and the rebound to the Lady Rockets, and there's a whistle and a foul on 23.
Looks like Jeremy Stepp pushed Kaylin Hanna in the back as she went up for that rebound, and the referee saw it very clearly and called it correctly. So it looks like we will go to the bonus. Kaylin Hanna with a one-and-one opportunity here for the Sugar Bears.
But she misses the front end, and the rebound comes to the Lady Rockets. 3:30 remaining in the first half, and the ball across the timeline by Wright. Gallion all over Wright, gives her all she wants, and they pass it to Pepe, Sarah Pepe, and it just slips right through her fingertips right into the Pisgah bench.
Some good hard defense right there, I believe, led to a turnover. Very tricky pass from Wright to Pepe.
Across the timeline comes our Sugar Bears. Presley's leading pass, shot from outside, no good by Reed. Reed's long-range shot is rebounded by the Lady Rockets, and palming or double dribble
by Marion. I think she tried to pass it up to Wright, and she just picked it up and then started dribbling again.
Yeah.
And she knew it right away as soon as the whistle was blown.
She just dropped the ball and admitted defeat. So Pisgah gets it back following the infraction. Reed puts up one from straight outside about the free throw line. And rebound Pisgah. However, Hanna steps on the end line.
Too much forward momentum carrying her out of bounds. Good position on the rebound, but just couldn't keep her feet in.
Inertia can be a good thing or a bad thing. Under 3 minutes now to play in the first half. Lady Rockets, whoa, just about bobble a pass there, but they do get it over to Pepe. Hanna. Pisgah comes up with a loose pass, and there is a foul on the Lady Rockets this time.
Number 32. Looks like that is on Sarah Pepe. Kaylin Hanna going to that charity stripe again.
And she should be in the double bonus. It should be more than a one and one. She should be having two free throws this time out. At first, the ref said 1-1. Now he changes his mind. It should be a 2. So this will be 2 shots coming and misses the first one. Caitlin Hanna, one of the 2 6-footers. Do we have 3 6-footers on the?
I believe Caitlin Hanna is 6 foot. Kristen Allman, very close to 6 foot.
6 foot. And they got Mariah Lewis.
Mariah Lewis, another tall young lady.
Yeah. Now, for some reason, at least from up here, we're about 20 bleachers up. Mariah Lewis looks a little shorter than those other 2 6-footers listed. And the second free throw is good by Caitlin Hanna. Makes it 26-16. 10-point Pisgah lead. They have led by as much as 14, however. And the ball's batted away by the Pisgah full court press. So the Lady Rockets will try to find somebody open, and they do find Wright open on the run. And she keeps the ball, goes down, lays it up, and good on the other end. Past everybody. Hats off to Haley Wright. 26-18, and Reynolds coming back. Pisgah's lead now into single digits, and the ball on the end line. Turnover Pisgah, it'll be Reynolds basketball.
Kalen Hanna trying to get position on that low block, trying to pass away, and just he'll just stepped on the outline. Unfortunate turnover for the Sugar Bears.
Reed is out, and Brooklyn Galleon back in the lineup for Pisgah.
Deflected out of bounds by Brooklyn Galleon.
Killing you after a while, but Pisgah keeping up the intensity. Reynolds will dribble out of it this time. Haley right across the timeline. Gets it to Step, who's in the lineup now, number 23. As she came in a couple minutes ago, actually. 2:21 on the clock. Pisgah with an 8-point lead here as we close in on halftime. Reynolds find themselves open at the free throw line. The shot is no good. Battle for the board will be won by Pisgah's number 14. Wait. Long pass on the other end. Galleon slows up, goes to the center, tries to underhand a pass to James, and it's a little bit slow and picked off by the Lady Rockets. Under 2 minutes now to play in the half. The ball comes over to Marion. Marion with a right-hand dribble tries to get it up, and there's going to be a jump ball. That's lucky for Reynolds. I thought it probably should have been a walk.
Very close. Good defensive pressure. Again, I'm going to credit the Sugar Bear defensive pressure. Full court, they've had a lot of deflections this quarter. And I think it's starting to, you're starting to see the wear and tear on the Lady Rockets. They look a little winded, but this is only second game of the season, so.
We got the twin Warren sisters standing at 6 foot apiece in the lineup for AC Reynolds right now. First time both of those have been in at the same time. Man, I'm glad they've got different numbers. Ball goes out of play. It'll be Lady Rockets basketball.
Again, another deflection by this Sugar Bear defense.
Marion out and Sam Pepe in the lineup. And Sam Pepe will try to find somebody open. They try to lob it to one of the six-footers, Warren, but it's picked off by Pisgah. Here come the Sugar Bears following the pick. Bounce pass down low. Shot is blocked down there. Attempted shot by Hannah, but a whistle tells me that Hannah will shoot a couple of free throws.
Looks like the foul is going to be on number 11, Nicole Ward. That's her second foul of the evening. Sugar Bears in the double bonus, so even if there's a foul 90 feet away from the basket, they're still going to get to go to the charity stripe.
This time, Hannah's first free throw is good. I think she missed her front end last time she was on the free throw line, but she got that one. Second shot is a swish, and it's 28-18. Pisgah back to a 10-point lead again. Minute 42, full court pressure. Micah James trying to even up with Wright as she storms down the right side of the court across the timeline. A little double team there. Man, now James going for a steal. She may get it, and there's a tie-up.
Whew. That's what you like to see. Two girls down on the floor battling it out for the basketball, Terry. That's some good hustle right there.
Terry, some skinned knees, some skinned elbows after this ball game.
Going to have a nice strawberry right on your elbow.
Wow. Micah James really scrapping for that one. And Pisgah, it pays off. Pisgah takes over here on possession following the tie-up. Presley with the right hand tries to go down the right side baseline. Puts up a three. It is a little bit strong, but the rebound Pisgah's Micah James. James to Galleon outside. Back to Presley. Right-handed pass down low to Mariah Lewis, who's wide open on the right baseline for the score.
Fun fact, Terry. Sheridan Presley, no points, but I've seen three or four assists. She's still playing very well, even though she hasn't scored.
She's a playmaker and obviously the defensive ace here in the second quarter, too. Pisgah with a big lead, 30-18, under a minute to play in the first half. With the basketball is Pepe. She dribbles down low, draws a couple defenders, and there's Micah James knocking the ball out of play right in front of her coach.
Really setting the example for the Sugar Bear team. Being a senior leader, she's really scrapping for the basketball out there, Terry.
Well, this does not look like an opening game for the Sugar Bears. I mean, they have come out of the starting blocks running full speed here in this opening game, and the ball's kicked out of play, I guess, by Hannah. As Reynolds gets the ball in, and they try to take a baseline drive.
39 seconds left here to play in the half. 30-18, Sugar Bear lead.
Bounce pass into Ward, and it's off her knee out of play. I'm not sure that was great defense. It was just a bobbled pass by Ward. At any rate, Pisgah with a 12-point lead If they can score here, they'll match their biggest lead of the game. And it's knocked away down low by
Warren.
Montana Warren. Montana
quick
Dallas.
Hands. Quick hands for a big girl.
28 seconds on the clock. Piscopal inbound. It comes into James with a left-hand dribble. Shot put up from 10 feet away. She made the last one. Misses this one. Warren with the rebound. ACR has under 20 seconds to put something in the sky. They trail by 12. And around the horn we go. Pepe drives baseline. It is good. Nobody got in front of her. Lewis and Presley was on that side, but it's 30-20 as we close in on halftime. 5 seconds. Pisgah on the other end. Get it to Micah James, and I don't think she'll even try to fire from half court. So we go to the dressing rooms, and the Sugar Bears take a big lead to that place. And it's been a good first half.
It has been an outstanding first half of basketball here by the Sugar Bears and the Lady Rockets both.
We'll have stats and some other good stuff coming up for you folks in the Midway Report. You stay tuned. Terry Shin, David Stiles with you right here on WPTL. You're listening to Pisgah Sugar Bear Basketball.
Great-great-grandpap Buddy was right touchy about his slow cooking his game over a warm hardwood fire then basting the meat with his secret sauce to seal in the flavor. Dish can't get in a hurry, he'd say. But when you come to Fat Buddies, you want slow cook, serve feist. So pit stop platter with your favorite barbecue, couple of side fixings, and you'll be in and out in a half hour. Fat Buddies Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending, but we've got money to loan. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
It is halftime of the first of the doubleheaders tonight here on WPTL and WPTLradio.net. Terry Shin, David Stiles, and the Sugar Bears with the big lead over the visitors from Buncombe County, a larger high school, and sometimes they put quite a powerhouse of a team on the floor, but the Sugar Bears are handling this one.
4A school, AC Reynolds is. But like Terry was saying, the Sugar Bears, 30-20 lead, 10-point lead here at halftime. And those last two quarters a little bit more even though the Sugar Bears took the first quarter. The Sugar Bears scored 19 in the first quarter to AC Reynolds 9, so outscored them by 10, and then they evened up still in that second quarter, 11 apiece.
The Sugar Bears did miss a lot of inside shots. If they had any percentage at all, even 30%, lead. If they can improve on that shooting percentage on those what appear to be easy shots inside, if they can start dropping some of those inside shots, they could really pull away from this Reynolds team. But Reynolds may have other ideas about that.
They might have it. AC Reynolds did something that I liked very well. They went with that full-court pressure, which you thought would be man-to-man. Once you come back across half-court, they sunk back in that 2-3 zone, and they would collapse on the basketball once they drove it inside. I think AC Reynolds had good success doing that and forcing Pisgah to shoot more perimeter shots. But Pisgah can get the ball inside. They can draw the fouls like they did in that second period and then get to the charity stripe. If they hit their foul shots, I think the Sugar Bears would be very dangerous in the coming minutes of this game.
Right now I see Pisgah's strength in rebounding. I see their strength in defense. I see their weakness in actually just shooting.
Yeah,
perimeter
shooting.
And also on the inside. I we didn't keep that stat up here on Press Row, but I would think that shooting percentage is somewhere in the 20s. You know, it's somewhere. It's not good. 20s or 30s, I would think. But if Pisgah can get any kind of decent shooting percentage here in the half, they should be sitting in a pretty good position as we got two quarters to go. Pisgah Basketball is sponsored by Champion Credit Union tonight. Also Burger King of Canton. The folks at Ken Wilson Ford, welcome back for another season. Midwest Haywood also. And tonight, by Carolina Pawn and Gun. Individual stats, David?
Individual stats. Looks like Micah James is She's got 2, 4, 6, 8 points for the senior. I think she leads Pisgah scorers with 8. Leanne Waite, 2 big shots in that first period. She hit the putback on the offensive rebound, and then one as the seconds were winding down the first period. She's got 2. Kaylin Hanna, very productive from the foul line. She's went to the foul line a lot. Looks like she has 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. She's got 6 points. Sarah Johnson came in and hit a big foul shot, freshman. She's got 1. And looks like Mariah Lewis with 6. And then rounding out the Sugar Bear scorers, Taylor Gallion with 2 points. Something that I find very interesting, like I was saying before the end of the half, Sheridan Presley, the outstanding freshman from last year, the diaper dandy, she doesn't have any points. But I do remember a lot of assists, 2 coming to Mariah Lewis. So Presley still playing well, just not scoring the basketball.
Now, I remember a lot of games last season. Actually, not just early on, but actually throughout the season. Sometimes she had a slow first half, mm-hmm. and then just caught on fire in the second half. There's a chance we could see that here, even though this is the opening season game. Don't know if this is Reynolds' first time on the court or not. I know some of the schools started their season last year mm-hmm. before the holiday break.
I think Reynolds has played one other person, but I think they lost. I can't remember. I'm not for sure. Don't quote me on that. Not 100%.
No quoting. no quoting of David Stiles on that one.
The leading scorers for the Lady Rockets. Looks like the leading scorer for them, Kat Blaylock, 8 points. And 4 of them coming in both quarters, evened out for each quarter. Someone I was really impressed with, Haley Wright. She handles the ball very well, shoots the ball well. She has 6 points for the Lady Rockets. And then the other 3 scorers all have 2 apiece. Looks like we have Sam Pepe, Tisha Marion, and Dallas Warren. So that rounds out the scoring for AC Reynolds. Again, score 20-30 in the favor of the Sugar Bears here at halftime.
Reynolds will have their hands full, I'll tell you that, in halftime. If the Sugar Bears can get a little bit better shooting percentage, there's a chance they could really, really show Reynolds how to play basketball.
Wide open.
They could, potentially, anyway. I'm sure Reynolds has a different plan in mind. In the JV action, I didn't see the girls' JV game. I know you did, David. They won by 12 points.
35-23. The JV girls always impress me. They play really, really good defense, and I think that's why it's translated up to the varsity. But their defense led to turnovers, which led to them being in the game and having that big of a lead.
Well, keeping another team down to just 23 points, I mean, that's
pretty impressive.
That tells you something about the defense right now. I came in the first quarter of the boys' JV contest, and it was nip and tuck the whole way, seesawing back and forth, and Pisgah had a chance to win it. In fact, they were 1 point down. Was it with about 23 seconds
left? 44-43. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they end up losing it by 2 points, 45-43, with a free throw by Reynolds there in the final seconds. But that was a real close one. And certainly, I don't know if the boys' varsity game can be any better than the JV game or not. But the JV games are always powerful here at Pisgah High School, folks. And if you can get here for the JV games, sometimes the JV games rival the varsity games.
They do sometimes.
With their athleticism and the intensity and everything. I mean, these JV teams really go at it. Back to Pisgah High School in a moment, David.
And exactly.
Let's take a 30-second break. We'll be right back. It's 30-20, Pisgah with the lead. You're listening to Sugar Bear Basketball.
Carolina. Cheer. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Carolina Pawn and Gun. They got guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. Now if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt. Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun. They gonna hook you up. Get on over there, son. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Plus Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier with floor mats to keep winter slush in check, with linen service and uniforms for a completely professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty salons or local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina over 84 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
Welcome back. We're here live in Canton, North Carolina, at the Bear Den at good old Pisgah High School for this first season home opener matchup between A.C. Reynolds, 4A High School in Buncombe County, and the Girls action resuming in just a minute. Sugar Bears lead 30-20. You're here with yours truly, David Siles, and my partner in crime, Terry Shin.
Partner in crime? Well, at least we're having fun during this criminal deed here, bringing you high school basketball. Well, unless Pisgah falls apart, and I don't really see that happening the way they've been playing.
They've been crashing the boards very well. That's what I'm impressed with the most, Terry.
What we don't know is how Reynolds is going to come out of the blocks here in the second half. And with the second half play-by-play, David, take it away.
Looks like Sam Papaya to inbound. She gets it into Wright. Wright dribbling now to the left side, crosses back over. Handoff to Papaya. Papaya slicing through the middle of the defense, loses the ball off her knee. Looks like it was tipped out of bounds, though, by Sheridan Presley. So the Lady Rockets will inbound underneath their own goal. Papay now inbounding. Gets it in to Wright. Wright with a little head fake. And looks like she stutter-stepped as well. Another call on that stutter-step and walk, Terry.
First turnover of the half, anyway, by either team.
Presley ahead to James. James, a little spin move. Turnaround shot. It rims in and out. Almond goes for the rebound. But again, momentum carries her out of bounds. Good effort by crashing the boards by the Sugar Bears. Full court pressure now. And they get it into Strickland. Strickland now crossing it over. Back over. Up to Marion. Marion drives in. Little right-handed shot. No good. Rebound by Almond. Almond loses her feeding, falls down in between two defenders, and is going to be called with a walk. So,
well, she took the rebound and fell to the floor. Not much of a walk, but I guess we'll have to call it one and put it on the stat sheet here.
Okay, inbounded to Wright. Wright now pulls a three, no good. Rebounded by Taylor Gallion. Taylor Gallion down the right side all alone, right in front of her. She pulls up, stops, misses, and looks like it's knocked out of bounds by Strickland. So Mariah Lewis with the board and couldn't put it back in. 30-20 still, 7:21 left to go here in the third. Presley inbounding. Over to drive, and she puts it in. Strong left-handed move by the senior. Full court pressure still by the Sugar Bears. Strickland taking the ball up. Down that left side. Looks like Marion's trying to post up. She tries to throw it in and knocked out of bounds by Alma.
Good move by the senior. Knocking the ball away.
Okay, now inbounding to Strickland. Strickland holding the ball over her head down to right now in that left corner. Wright dribbling it back to the top of the key, right at the spot where the big P is in the middle of the court. Now over to Papay. Back to Wright. Wright swinging it around the perimeter over to Strickland. Strickland a little ball fake now. Back up to Wright. Looks like Pisgah's elected to go into the 2-3 zone. And some perimeter passing now by the Lady Rockets. Papay now around the horn to Wright. Back to Papay over to Strickland. Inside to Blaylock. Blaylock with a strong move. But outside to Papay. She shoots. No good. Rebound by Blaylock. Blaylock with a little head fake. She goes up. Rims in and out. Right with the rebound. She puts it up and looks like she's fouled on the play.
Almond's second foul of the night. Taylor Gallion also has two, but those are the only players in any kind of a foul situation at all.
Haley Wright hits the front end of a two foul shot set. Here comes the second. It's up and rattles out. Rebound fought for, almost controlled by Mariah Lewis. She loses the ball, picked up by Sheridan Presley. Here comes Taylor Gallion. Inside pass to Almond. Little floater in the lane, and it rattles through for the Sugar Bears. 34-21 now. 6 minutes left to play here in the third. Strickland trying to bring it up. Heavy defense played by Taylor Gallion, who forces Strickland to walk on the pass to Papay. That's another turnover here for the Lady Rockets. Presley now passing over to Taylor Gallion. Her shot is up, no good. And looks like an over-the-back foul on Mike James.
Only the first on Micah.
Little court pressure still by the Sugar Bears. Pepe trying to bring it up. Presley guarding her. They get across the halfway mark, though. Little spin move over to Blaylock. Blaylock with a strong move. She goes up. And looks like the foul is going to be charged to the sophomore, number 33, Mariah Lewis.
Only the first on Mariah.
Shows a lot of maturity from last year. You're usually getting foul trouble early, but first foul in the third period. That's fairly decent.
And probably had she put her arms up, she may have escaped that one, but she kind of slapped at the ball a little bit, whether there was contact or not. You usually get a whistle on that.
Blaylock hitting the back end of her two foul shots. Pass ahead to Taylor Gallion. Micah James, a little runner from the side. Bank shot, no good. Blaylock with a rebound out to Wright. Wright dribbling down the right side. Passes ahead to Strickland. Strickland back to Wright. Wright pulls, and it rims in. Nice touch by Haley Wright there. 34-24. And Wright almost pokes it away, picked up by Allman. Allman coming down the middle of the lane. Drives in. Little left-handed floater. Rims in and out, but draws the foul. Kristen Allman looks like comes up a little yeah. Oh. She hit the ground pretty hard. Looks like that left knee, maybe. But I think she'll be okay. She's a tough young lady.
Ten-point lead. It was 10 points at halftime.
And Allman missing the front end. Her two foul shots. The foul was on Sam Pepe for A.C. Reynolds. Second shot is up and good by the left-handed senior. Full court pressure still by the Sugar Bears. Inbounded to Wright. Wright taking it down that right side. Really out-racing Micah James, but draws another foul as she drives in the middle of the lane. And looks like it is going to be on Micah James as she tailed her from behind, Terry.
So James picks up two fouls here in this quarter. We're barely 3 minutes into this one.
11-point lead, 35-24. And Wright keeps it at a 10-point lead. 35-25 now. 5:11 left to play. As second foul shot coming for Haley Wright. And it's up and good. Good touch.
So she is 3 of 4 free throw shooting here in the half.
Looks like Kristen Allman will check out, get a little breather, and maybe check on that knee. Kaylin Hanna inbounding to Presley. Full court pressure now by the Lady Rockets. Ahead to Taylor Gallion. Knifing through the defense. Misses a shot. Rebounded by Lewis. She puts it on the floor and puts it back in. It's another offensive board by the Sugar Bears. Leads to more points. Passed ahead to Ward, but it's picked off. But then a bad pass by Hanna over to Blaylock. Blaylock gets it back to Strickland. Strickland inside to Marion. Tapped away by Hanna. Back outside to Pepe now. Man-to-man defense for the Sugar Bears. Pepe tries to get it to Wright. She does. Wright pulls up from the elbow on the right side. No good. Rebound fought for. Picked up by Marion. And her shot is no good, but a foul.
Fell on
is
Hanna,
going to be charged,
I believe.
To Hanna.
Yeah. That's two on Hanna. Pitka has four players with two fouls apiece.
4:31 left to play here. Just a reminder, Pisgah Black Bear basketball is sponsored by Plus Linen and Uniform Service, the Single Stop Stores, Medwest Haywood, Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, and tonight by Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Thank you, fine sponsors. First free throw was good, as is the second.
Marion hitting both of hers. Still some full court pressure. Ooh, almost thrown away. Ward got a hand on it. As Presley tried to pass it ahead, but quickly inbounded by Hanna into James. Now back around the top to Hanna, holding it high. Back over to James on this right corner. Back to Hanna now. The zone for A.C. Reynolds causes Sheridan Presley to pull up for three, and she drains it. Terry's prediction might come true. Sheridan Presley might just find a streak here in this second half. 40-28 now, Sugar Bear lead. 4 minutes left to play here in the third quarter. As Ward now back to right inside to Marion. Marion goes up and looks like another foul is going to be called on Kaylin Hanna. Blocking foul. Picks up her third foul, correct?
Third. And the ref that called that was 50 feet away. The ref that was right at the scene did not call the foul.
It looked like good defense.
You always wonder about those.
It looked like it wasn't really a blocking foul because she packed it from the top, didn't really have that much body on her. And looks like some substitutions now. Looks like Sarah Johnson will enter, Bianca Burnett, and one of the Galleon sisters. I think that's Brooklyn Galleon. Was she already in, or?
No, I don't think she was.
So Brooklyn Galleon entering. Hard to keep these Galleon triplets straight. But Sheridan Presley still in. Unfortunate pass by Presley as she tried to get it to Burnett. Burnett thought she was going to drive it down and was going to run the baseline, but a little miscommunication there. But still, 40-29 lead as it's inbounded to Wright. Wright bringing it down the left to Ward. Ward dribbling now at the top of the key. She tries to drive in, puts up a shot. It rattles in on a crazy floater. Burnett now with the ball. Passes it back to Presley. Presley pulls up for another three and rattles it in. 6 points by Sheridan Presley now. 2 for 2 from three land in this half. It's inbounded to Montana Warren. She hands it back off to Strickland. Excuse me, Ward. Ward at the top of the key. Hand off to Wright. Wright dribbling crossover. Inside to number 32, Sarah Pepe. But she takes one too many steps, Terry.
Fifth turnover of the quarter on the Lady Rockets. 12-point Pisgah lead, 3 minutes left to play in the third.
Pass over to Brooklyn Galleon. Now swung across the top of the horn to Burnett. Back to Galleon. And again, a little stutter step causes her to walk. And looks like Strickland is going to check in for Wright. Wright, take a little breather.
Wright's played some good ball.
Inbounded to Ward. Ward now dribbling down the right side. Passes ahead to Strickland. Strickland now dribbling inside, knocked away by Presley, but Strickland picks it back up. Now on the left side, looking inside for Montana Warren. Now gets it to her, but Warren brings it back to the top. Ward now, hand off to Sarah Pepe. Little give and go action between her and Warren, but the shot's no good. Rebounded by Mariah Lewis. And looks like a foul is going to be called as Sheridan Presley hits the floor. Number 32, Pepe is called for it, but I think the tussle is between Marion and Presley as Presley puts her hair back in a ponytail.
Mariah Lewis using that elbow to get somebody all off her back. I'm glad that she was not whistled for that. Because the defender was really hanging all over.
And Galleon pulls up for a three. No good. Rebounded by Marion. With the ball knocked away by Waite. She falls on the ground, but somehow retains possession. Gets it to Strickland. Strickland crossing it over as Burnett playing some up-in-your-face defense. Now to the top to Strickland. Guarded by Galleon. Reversing her dribble. Hand off to Pepe. Now to Warren. Warren looking inside. Over to Strickland. Strickland goes up on the right side and bank shots it in. 43-31. Under two minutes to play now. As Presley cuts in the middle of the lane, she puts up a little floater and it rattles in. 45-33. Looks like Strickland takes it across. A little handoff to Ward. Ward now dribbling with purpose into the middle of the lane and draws a foul on Bianca Burnett.
Yeah, Burnett was about a half a step behind and trying to catch up, reached in.
Trying to keep the offensive player in front and just a little too much hand-checking. And looks like that will be 1-1 for the Lady Rockets.
Yeah, Sugar Bears have committed a lot of fouls here in the third period. Minute 32 on the clock, and that was their seventh team foul. And on the other side of the coin, the Lady Rockets have only committed two.
Mackenzie Galleon checking in, as well as Micah James, as Sheridan Presley and Bianca Burnett take a little rest. And Ward misses her foul shot. Scrap on the floor between the Brooklyn Galleon and Sarah Johnson and two or three other AC Reynolds players.
Possession arrow will give it to the Sugar Bears.
Inbounded to James. Minute 20 left to play here. Now White with a long pass to James, and she throws it out of bounds. She had James streaking down that right side, though.
It was way out of James' reach. In fact, it looked like she was trying to pass it to Coach Holloway down there. He didn't want it.
Strickland now handoff to Ward. Ward almost with a carry, but somehow keeps possession. Puts up another one of those crazy shots. It's no good this time, but rebounded by Dallas Warren. She puts up a shot, no good. Somehow ripped away by Leanne Wade. Ahead to Mackenzie Gallion. Mackenzie Gallion goes in. Gets blocked by a player now to sister Brooklyn. Now here's Leanne Wade for a three, and hers drains the middle of the net. Nothing but net. As Wade hits another shot, now passed ahead to Strickland. Strickland on the inside, knocked away by Sarah Johnson. And looks like a foul is going to be called. And it's going to be Sugar Bear basketball. Number 23.
Re-step with her second.
Inbounded to Mackenzie Gallion. Now over to Micah James. Looks like a full court trapping defense by the Lady Rockets. Over to Wade. Over to Gallion. Mackenzie Gallion, that is. She's on that right side. Passes back to the top to Wade. Over to James. James looks at a shot, but no, she doesn't take it. Passes it up to Brooklyn Gallion. No good. Rebound fought for. And it's stolen away by Mackenzie Gallion. But then she loses the ball. And looks like another foul is going to be called on the Lady Rockets. Step again.
Some step again?
Yeah. That's a crazy possession, Terry.
Yeah, nobody with a real good control on it.
Micah James now pulls up for three, no good. Rebounded by Johnson. Johnson kicks it back out to Mackenzie Gallion, who throws it over to sister Brooklyn. Brooklyn pulls up, no good. Rebounded by Strickland. And now Ward goes up on the right side, and looks like it's going to be an old-fashioned three-point play.
Well, she got the bucket count. That's two.
And looks like the foul was on Brooklyn Gallion. It's 18 fouls now for the Sugar Bears. And Ward's shot is good, as it's inbounded Mackenzie Gallion. Now James back to Waite. Waite looking to get it to James. James, little ball fake, and time expires here, 48-36. Sugar Bears still with a slight edge over the Lady Rockets. And we'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pisgah Black Bear Basketball on 920 AM.
AM 920 is WPTL, Canton.
What's the first choice in convenience stores? The single stop. Your first choice for gas, quick groceries, food, and household items. Single Stop also has free stuff when you sign up for Single Stop Rewards. So get special discounts, friendly service, and competitive prices every day at the four area Single Stop locations. Carolina Boulevard in Clyde, Radio Hill, Canton, Single Stop Southside on Pisgah Drive, and Frank's up the river on 276.
Burger King in Camden at I-40 Exit 31 is proud to back the Pisgah Bears. Go support the team at every game you can. And when you can't, listen to WPTL. And just remember, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose. No! Just as long as you have your Whopper after the game. Join them at Burger King in Camden, I-40 Exit 31 for a Whopper. Because when you have it your way, it just tastes better.
Welcome back. We're here live in the Bear Den at Pisgah High School. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM. Or if you're on the internet, you're listening on, WPTLradio.net?
That is correct.
As we get ready for the final quarter of the varsity girls basketball game here at Pisgah, Sam Pepe trying to inbound. She gets it into Strickland. Strickland now passing it ahead to Wright. Wright goes up, and she's fouled hard by Sarah Johnson. Or excuse me, this is Micah James. They were both in the vicinity. I just took a stab.
Micah James, third foul, all of them here in the second half.
First one for Wright, rattles in and out. Did a little hop skip there, didn't look too happy with the result. 48-36. Second one hits the front of the rim and rattles in. McKenzie Gallion still in with Taylor Gallion now. Head to Johnson, back over to Waite. Over to Taylor Gallion. Taylor Gallion drives in, passes out to McKenzie Gallion. She pulls up from three land and drains it. 51-37 now, 7:42 left to play. As Wright takes it down the right side, gets it inside. Her shot is up off the bottom of the backboard, no good, but somehow rebounded by Blaylock, but taken away by McKenzie Gallion all alone. Her shot is up and good. 53-37 now for the Sugar Bears. The pay inbounding, still full court pressure by Pisgah. As Strickland brings it across the halfway mark, she gets it inside and looks like she's going to be fouled by Taylor Gallion. Three very quick possessions here at the beginning of this fourth period.
And Pisgah's lead is, let's check the math, 16 points. I think that's the biggest lead of the game for them.
I think so.
That big lead may disappear right here with free throws coming.
Strickland rattles one through. 38 points now for the Lady Rockets. Left-handed Strickland, shot no good. 53-38 still. Sugar Bears with a slight edge. Now over to Taylor Gallion. She pulls up, no good. Rebound by Waite. Fight for the ball. Marion strips it away from her. Now Marion dribbling down that left side, and looks like Taylor Gallion steps in front of her and is going to be whistled for reach in.
Well, she got the she took it away, but
maybe had a little bit of arm.
Yeah, a little bit of arm there in the process. So good effort, but maybe she could have been a little bit more careful there on defense.
Now two tall girls checking back in for the Sugar Bears. Kaylin Hanna and Mariah Lewis checking in for Sarah Johnson and Leanne Waite.
I thought Hanna played really well in the first half off the bench.
I thought so too. And two Pisgah players thought it was a one-on-one. Sheridan Presley and Micah James. James grabbed it and went to pass it to Presley, but it was a two-shot.
A double bonus for Reynolds from here on out, so that could affect the outcome of this one.
Rebound fought for, picked up by McKenzie Gallion. And Gallion crossing it over, tries to pass it ahead to Presley. Ball is deflected. She had two defenders on her, just trying to get rid of it. And it will stay Sugar Bear basketball. 6:54 left to play here in the fourth quarter of this home opener for the Sugar Bears. And Kaylin Hanna tries to quickly inbound it to McKenzie Gallion, who cut, and she threw it right into the hands of Marion.
Yeah, it looked like she intended to pass it to Marion right in her gut. And the quick foul means Marion goes to the free throw line.
Marion's first shot is a little short. She looks very dissatisfied with herself as she now walks back to the charity stripe after taking a little stroll.
Well, that's the third in a row she's missed here from the free throw line.
And she sinks this one, though. 53-39 now. Over to Kaylin Hanna. Kaylin Hanna now tries to pass it above two Rocket defenders, but they jump and grab it. But now she deflects the ball away. They get the ball back. Ball fought for, and looks like McKenzie Gallion comes up with it. Pass ahead to Micah James through traffic. She pulls up in the lane for a little runner. No good. Rebounded by Marion. Marion coming down that left side, crosses over, goes in, and looks like a blocking foul is going to be called on Sheridan Presley, but I don't know. That was a little close. She was there.
It was close, but
she might have been moving her feet.
Had she not moved, I think she might have drawn a foul there, but she commits the foul because she moved. Wasn't set.
And Marion, this looks like a little bit of deja vu, back at the free throw stripe. And she hits this one. Leanne Waite now checking back in for Kaylin Hanna. Waite's been having some good minutes here in this opener. Some good shooting.
She is 7 of 11 from the free throw line. And that's 7 of 12. Misses that free throw.
Blaylock tries to put it back in, but misses. And Marion gets the board off of Blaylock's miss and somehow gets fouled, and she's going to go back to the charity stripe again.
They say Mariah Lewis got her. For Mariah, that's foul number two.
First shot is up and short. And Black Bear Basketball is sponsored by MedWest Haywood, Ken Wilson Ford, Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, and the Single Stop Stores. And tonight by Carolina Pawn and Gun. Always some glad sponsors. Carolina Pawn and Gun has been with us for a long, long time.
Glad to have you aboard. Second free throw is good by Marion.
Inbounded to Mackenzie Gallion as she drives it forward, tries to pass it to Presley, and the pass is a little bit out of her reach. And looks like Brandon Holloway is going to call a timeout and regroup the Sugar Bears. It'll be a full timeout. The first timeout by the Sugar Bears. We'll take a quick break. Pisgah leads 53-41. 6:23 left to play. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM. This is Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
Carolina Pawn and Gun. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Anything under the sun. Guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. They got just about everything at Carolina Pawn and Gun. Now, if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Get on over there, son.
Proud sponsors of the Pisgah Bear.
Sounded and the cheerleaders make their exit. A valid point I will note for the cheerleaders. Third in the state of North Carolina overall as a group, the cheerleaders for Pisgah High School.
Is that all schools?
I think that's
double A.
Two A schools. But the Rockets now with the basketball as they inbound into right. She hands it off to Ward. Ward over to Pepe. Sam Pepe, that is. Hand it back to Ryan. It looks like a cutting offense. And Strickland now pulls up for a shot, and it's no good. And Micah James pulls it down in traffic. She dribbles it ahead. Now passes over to Presley. Presley eyes up a three, and she will shoot, and she will score. Another three-pointer for Sheridan Presley.
Three trays here in the second half.
56-41, and looks like Marion is going to go to the stripe again as she drives in the middle of the paint, puts up a left-handed shot, and draws a foul.
Waite picks up her second foul, and Marion has had a lot of practice from the charity line here tonight.
Looks like she's getting better. She hits this one. How many foul shot is that in total for her?
She shot eight already here in the fourth quarter. Eight. This will be number nine right here. Just in this quarter, and she makes it.
Now, full court pressure. And Pisgah gets it across the halfway mark. And Presley now down low to Allman. Allman puts up a bank shot. No good. Rebounded by Taylor Gallion. Out to Micah James. Her shot no good. Rebound fought for by Kristen Allman. And looks like it's going to be a jump ball in favor of the Lady Rockets. So still good offensive possession by the Black Bears. A lot of offensive rebounds, but still couldn't get any points out of it. Strickland now with the ball over to Sam Pepe, middle of the court. Now up top to Blaylock. Blaylock passes it over to Marion. Marion almost lost it, but somehow gets it. She's guarded by Waite. Now Strickland is going to do that little stutter step thing again. And they've been calling that all night, Terry.
They're watching. I think they're watching for it now. You're not going to get by with any little stuttering or sliding of the pivot foot in this ball game.
Presley now, top of the key for the Sugar Bears. She crosses over, middle of the lane, puts up a little scoop shot on the right side, and banks it in. That's another bucket for Sheridan Presley. 5 minutes left to play here in the final period of this varsity matchup, as the ball is almost backcourt by Sarah Pepe, but it's very close. Now she gets it over to Ward. Ward hands it off to Wright. Wright dribbling down the right side over to Marion now in the corner. Marion trying to drive in, but that Pisgah defense not giving up any real estate. Now Wright pulls from deep. Her shot no good. Rebounded by Blaylock. Her shot no good. The ball is being scrapped for on the ground. Looks like Blaylock and Allman and Sheridan Presley on the floor. And looks like a jump ball is going to be called in favor of the Sugar Bears. 4-court pressure still by the Lady Rockets. Looks like a zone trapping kind of pressure. Inside to Allman, though. Allman, her shot no good. She gets her own rebound on the left side. Her shot goes up, no good. Rebounded by Ward. Ward ahead to Wright. Wright tries to pass it through Leanne Waite, but Leanne Waite knocks it out of bounds.
And she had both hands on the ball, just about took it away, but at least the ball went out of bounds. Clock stops at 4:14 remaining in this first of tonight's twin bill. Always doubleheader basketball here on WPTL.
58-43. And it's inside to Marion. It looks like Kristen Allman again gets her with a body. So Marion is going to go back to the charity stripe again.
Well, I've done the math. She is 10 of 16 for the game. 10 of 16. And this will be her 10th free throw attempt here in this quarter. This lady is, I mean, she needs to have that little piece of real estate surveyed with her name registered down at the courthouse because she has been there a lot.
However, though, she's only shooting 62%. 10 of 16 is 62%, Terry.
Well, now she's 10 of 17. She missed that one.
And she hits this one now.
So that's 11 of 18, whatever that percentage is. Well, you got a calculator with you?
Yeah.
I've got a slide rule. I'm old school. Pisgah looking at some full court pressure man-to-man.
Waite now with the ball. Gets it over to Taylor Gallion. Taylor Gallion gets it across the halfway mark. Looks like it's knocked out of her hand and hits her knee by Wright. Good defensive possession by the Lady Rockets. And looks like Coach Holloway is going to call another timeout. And this one's a 30, so we'll keep it here. 3:59 left to play. 58-44 is a Sugar Bear lead. Sugar Bears in the double bonus. They have more than 10 fouls. Lady Rockets still have a few to give. They've only got four.
Well, that's made a difference here because they've been on the free throw line shooting so many these two-point shots. And that's really favored the Rockets greatly, although they still struggle. Pisgah led by 10 at halftime. They led by 12 at the end of the third period, and they lead by 14 right now. So they've gained a couple of points each and every quarter and still maintaining a big lead. It has not really been close since it was something like 8-4 way back in the first period.
Now Strickland bringing it up. Pisgah in a man-to-man defense, and it looks like Strickland, she just mishandled the basketball.
Well, that was punched away by one of the Galleons, Taylor Gallion.
Left it out there for her to get a paw on, yeah, so to say. Presley now into Taylor Gallion on that right side. A.C. Reynolds slumping back in this 2-3 zone. Going to make Pisgah shoot the outside shot. Wait now over to James. James back over to Taylor Gallion. Taylor Gallion tries to drive in. Ball is tipped away but picked up by Wade. Sheridan Presley will pull up from the corner, and she drains another. That's four threes in this half. As Strickland now hands it off to Marion. Marion dribbling off the side. Now over to Wright. Wright dribbling in. Pulls up for a little runner. Her shot no good. Rebounded by Taylor Gallion. Taylor Gallion dribbling her way out of pressure. Now bringing it up for the Sugar Bears. Now at the top of the key. Passes over to Waite. Waite looking for a pass. Now back to the top of Presley. And looks like they're going to hold it for a little while maybe. As Strickland comes out to Garter, now out to James. And A.C. Reynolds shifting into man-to-man to prevent the stall game by the Sugar Bears. Presley now at the top of the key. She dribbles to her left, reverse spin, still on that right side. Little handoff to Allman. Allman now, quick move to the left, and she walked.
Yeah, I think she was fouled, but the foul came after the walk, so...
Trying to force
good
it a little bit too
ref.
Hard there in the middle of the paint. Too many defenders clombed up in the middle.
17-point Pisgah lead. That's their largest. Thought they was going to stretch that out a little bit, but they give it back to Reynolds right here.
2:36 left to play. 61-44 as Sam Pepe now hands it off to Wright. Wright passes it over to Ward. Ward dribbling now very quickly into the middle of the paint. Her shot is up, no good. Rebounded by Taylor Gallion. And looks like a jump ball is going to be called as Ward ties it up very quickly as soon as Taylor Gallion comes down to the basketball.
She lives up to the reputation of the short basketball player. She is very quick. She's a little bitty, but she is quick.
And now Ward pulls up her three. Her shot no good. Rebounded by Taylor Gallion. Taylor Gallion passes ahead to Presley. Presley looks inside. She pulls up for a shot. No good. Rebounded by Wright. And we're off to the races as Wright passes ahead to Marion. Marion drives in. Her shot is up. No good. Rebounded by Lewis. And kicks it out to Presley now. Presley with a 3-on-2 fast break. Over to Taylor Gallion, who pulls up for a shot. And it rattles through for the junior. Taylor Gallion with a little 7-8-foot jump shot. 1:47 left to play. 63-44 Sugar Bear lead. Now Pepe, she looks at a shot, but head fakes. Now passes over to Blaylock. Blaylock reverses her dribble. Puts up a shot, and it's long. Pepe with the rebound, and looks like she's going to be fouled by Taylor Gallion.
Yeah, it's kind of an obvious foul there by Taylor. That's her fourth, by the way.
So a little bit of foul trouble for one of the Gallion triplets. And looks like we're going to have a mass substitution here by Brandon Holloway. Going to get some other Sugar Bear players in. Only a minute 36 left to play. And that's five.
Five. I had her with four, but the official bookkeeper says, no, that's her five. That's her fifth.
So Taylor Gallion's night is over, but only a minute 36 left to play in the fourth quarter. I mean, she's playing hard if she fouls. That's what my good old dad used to say.
The bench has been emptied. Ashley Thompson, her first appearance in the lineup for Pisgah tonight. Also, Lindsay Wells in there. I don't know if Lindsay came in earlier or not. I don't think so.
Don't think so. Also, Mariah Reed and Bianca Burnett and Mackenzie Gallion on the floor for Sugar Bears. As Pepe's shot is up and good. And looks like she's going to get another. Everyone thought it was her second shot, but because of Taylor Gallion's fifth foul, I could see why you would think that. Mass substitution of everybody, but
on the first free throw instead of the second.
And Pepe shot no good. Rebounded by Reed. Passes ahead to Mackenzie Gallion. Gallion very quick. Passes it over to Thompson. Thompson now up top to Burnett. Down to Reed. Reed dribbling to her left. She picks up her dribble though. Now she's caught on the corner. Some very heavy defense and step takes it away. Now Strickland coming across. Guarded by Gallion. Hands it off to Pepe. Pepe dribbling over to Ward. Ward drives in. Puts up a runner. No good. Rebounded by Thompson. Thompson ahead to Mackenzie Gallion. Gallion crossing over now back to the top. Over to Reed. Burnett now on that right side. Over to Wells. Wells with the ball high. Passes inside to Thompson. Thompson puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Burnett. And she kicks it up to Mackenzie Gallion, almost backcourt. Now Thompson pulls up for three. Her shot is up and good for a two. Her foot must have been on the line. 65-45. 38 seconds left to play here as Pisgah tries to wrap this one up against the Lady Rockets. Strickland shot up, no good. Rebounded by Step, and she tries to grab it for it, goes out of bounds, and slides across the end line.
Yeah, sliding into home plate is only good in baseball. She slid right into that end line down there.
Phew. She'll have a nice little court burn. Sounded like skidded across the court there.
Skidded across the court. Ouch.
Gallion now over to Reed. Over to Thompson. Thompson looks in. Drives to her left, over to Gallion now to Reed on this right corner. Back up top to Thompson. Thompson with a little head fake. Drives in, reverses her dribble, out to Burnett. Burnett over to Mackenzie Gallion now. Gallion with a quick crossover. Puts up a shot, no good. Rebounded by Wells, who puts up a shot with 4 seconds left to play, and she's fouled. So, looks like Lindsay Wells will get to go to the charity stripe tonight. 66-45, Sugar Bear lead.
So a couple of free throws coming, and a 21-point edge for the Sugar Bears in this season opener against a big 4A school. That's got to be impressive.
And Lindsay Wells sinks her first foul shot, first shot of the night, actually, for her besides this foul. So she gets on the box score, and she hits the second one. And in down. Warren inbounds to Pepe. Now over to Ward. 1 point, second left, and Ward puts up a desperation shot, and it banks off. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is your final, 67-45. Sugar Bears hand the much bigger school of AC Reynolds a very, very handy defeat, I guess you could say. 67-45 again. And we get ready for the matchup now between the varsity boys of AC Reynolds and your own Pisgah Black Bears. We'll be back after a quick break for some final statistics here from the varsity girls game. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM. This is Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Welcome back to the Bear Den here in Canton, North Carolina. Thank you for tuning in tonight on WPTL 920 AM, or if you are an internet listener, WPTLradio.net. Along with you always for Pisgah High School Basketball is yours truly, David Stiles, and Terry Shin, who is working his fingers to the bone as he draws up some final statistic marks here on our scorecard as the Sugar Bears handed the Lady Rockets a handy defeat of 67-45. Also in other scores, the Pisgah JV girls, keeping their opponent to only 23 points, defeated the Lady JV girls 35-23. And the JV boys losing a nail biter 43-45, which was also a good game, some good perimeter shooting. We'll see if this boys game can live up to the drama of the JV boys game as we get ready for this home opener here at Pisgah High School.
And this is the Midway Report, David.
Exactly.
Brought to you by the Black Bear Cafe. On alternate nights, it's going to be with the MSI food people, but tonight I think the sponsor is Black Bear Cafe. Welcome aboard the Midway Report. And some interesting things, and you know, something we forgot to bring out in the course of that fourth quarter, David, was the fact that AC Reynolds in that girls varsity game did not score a field goal in the fourth quarter. They scored 9 points, but they were all from the free throw line. Pisgah got in foul trouble team-wise early and put a lot of fouls down, and that put them in a 1-1 early, and of course it put them in the 2-point bonus a little bit later. So they did get 9 points there in the fourth quarter, but no field goals, and my hat's off to the Pisgah defense for that one. I mean, you got to credit a defense anytime you can keep your opponent to no field goals in any quarter of play.
I think what really helped that is when AC Reynolds put up a shot, we always had at least three or four Sugar Bears crashing the boards. I thought that was what the key to that game was. The Sugar Bears rebounded the basketball extremely well. I was very proud of that.
So they crashed the board, and there was a loose ball. They crashed that. You know,
they were all over the place.
When the dribbler found themselves in the corner, boom. You don't call it crashing, but they were attacking, maybe as a
very
better way to
describe
it.
Defense.
Yeah, so impressive opener defense tonight for the Sugar Bears. Back with more of the Midway Report in a moment, folks. You stand by. This is Pisgah Bear Basketball on 920 WPTL.
Cardiologist, radiologist, neurologist, internist, family practitioners, orthopedic surgeons, oncologist. It's a long and impressive list. Over the last 2 years, MedWest Health System has attracted nearly 30 talented physicians to our area. These professionals move here because of the wonder of living in the mountains, and because they are excited by the growth and achievements in MedWest. MedWest Haywood and Clyde, MedWest Harris and Silva, and MedWest Swain and Bryson City are all expanding to bring you more comprehensive care. From OBGYN clinics closer to home to major cancer treatments, it's all here so our families can get great care at home. Find out more about MedWest on the internet by going to MedWestHealth.org. Excellence, our passion.
The Midway Report, brought to you by the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton. And by MSI Cash and Carry, 1466 Smoky Park Highway in Candler. Proud supporters of Pisgah Bears Sports.
Well, let's look at some individual scoring here at halftime. Pisgah winning their opener in girls varsity play. First, let's look at the visitors from A.C. Reynolds. Lady Rockets didn't fare too well. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They did have 7 players to score. That's a little surprising. But Haley Wright led all players with 12 points. Right behind her, however, was Marion, and Tisha Marion had 11 points, no field goals, all 11 from the free throw line, I think 7 of them in the fourth quarter. Wow, so those are the only players to score in double figures. However, Blaylock, big tall lady, did get 9 points, and behind her, 5 went to Nicole Ward, 3 points apiece was Strickland and Sam Pepe. And Dallas Warren ended up with 1 field goal. That was way back in the second quarter for her 2 points. Welcome aboard the Midway Report here on WPTL. Boys varsity basketball play coming your way in just a minute. David, let me read these individual stats for Pisgah. Pisgah had 11 players to score tonight. Leading everyone, who didn't even score in the first half, was Sheridan Presley. She's the only one in double figures with 16 points. Man, sophomore got caught on fire, and we didn't predict it, but we said that was a possibility because we saw it many times last season. She did that as a freshman sometimes. Once again, Presley with 16 points to lead everybody. Behind Presley, a couple of players with 8 points. That was Micah James and Mariah Lewis. Let's just go down the roster on the other ones. Kristen Ahman put in 6 points tonight. 7 for Leanne Waite. 6 points for Caitlin Hanna. I thought the senior did a good job off the bench. 5 points for Mackenzie Galleon. And boy, she's a little spark plug.
Yeah,
the
cross country star. She can fly, Terry.
Man, she is quick. And 5 points for her. 1 free throw for Sarah Johnson. Johnson did some good defense, I might point out, even though she just had that 1 point, 2 points.
Very impressed with her. She's just a freshman on this varsity club, and she played extremely well, I thought.
So it's good to see freshmen playing varsity, and we saw that last year with a couple of players. 2 points for Lindsay Wells, 6 for Taylor Galleon. Who did we leave out with 2 points? It was Ashley Thompson, 2 points, a 2-pointer there in the fourth quarter. And once again, 11 Pisgah Sugar Bears scoring in this ball game. Back with more Midway Report in a moment. This is Pisgah Bear Basketball.
For delicious family dining at reasonable prices, head to the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton. The Black Bear Cafe offers you delicious daily specials, including meatloaf, taco salad, Cobb salad, and stew beef. And on Fridays, enjoy their delicious seafood special. And on Saturdays, choose a New York strip or a ribeye steak and all the trimmings. Dine in, carry out, or for catering. Phone 648-1003. It's the Black Bear Cafe, Pisgah Drive in Canton.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back here live in the Bear Den. Terry Shin and yours truly, David Stiles, along with you for the ride as we get ready for some varsity boys action now. And what's the rest of the schedule look like? I know we're playing AC Reynolds tonight, and then tomorrow night they travel over toward Weaverville to North Buncombe High School, face the Blackhawks.
North Buncombe, I think, started last week, and I think they're 2-0 going into their game tonight. I'm not sure the
outcome
of that one.
Always a very strong ball club over there. They seem to have a lot of good guards, and they shoot the ball well.
But they had a couple of squeakers in their two first games last week, but they did win, so that's going to be a tough one for tomorrow for Pisgah. And then a week from tonight, it's going to be, no, this is Friday night. They're going to be playing away at Irwin, and we'll have that game for you right here on WPTL. More from Pisgah High School in a moment. You're listening to Pisgah Bear Basketball and the Midway Report.
Have you got a family reunion, a wedding, a work function, or a party coming up? Well, let the folks at the Black Bear Cafe in Canton do the catering for you. Large or small, the Black Bear Cafe will take care of everything, from entrees only to a full-service served meal, all at reasonable prices, too. So sit back and relax, and let the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton do all the work for you. Call for information at 648-1003, 648-1003.
Starting lineups now are making their way onto the court for the Varsity Rockets. And looks like the first starter will be number 21, Alex Johnson. Number 22, Daquan Simpson. Number 30, Dylan Dobbs. And 33, Forrest Lamb. And a big fella, number 23, Tommy Burns. So a big lineup. A couple of big kids there for the Rockets, but
I'll tell you, Burns looks like a football tackle or guard.
A diesel, a Shaq, so to say.
Man, he's a Shaq at least. Maybe Refrigerator Perry reincarnated here with a green jersey.
And looks like now the starting lineup for the Pisgah Black Bears. And starting at guard. And a senior, as you can hear Chuck Fiebernet saying down low in the PA system, number 13, Rory McClure. Call him Swiggy. Number 3, Matthew Inman. Look for him to be a very defensive-oriented player. He can score, though, when he needs to. Very good at the mid-range, but very, very quick and nice hands. The sophomore got some production out of this young fellow last year, number 21, Jesse Anderson. But maybe this year a little bit more poised, a little bit more mature. And number 32, Nick Mamarelli, another senior, starting for the Black Bears. And probably one of my favorite players. I know Colter Burris pretty well. Pretty level-headed kid. Let's see what they can do tonight. So starting lineup for the Black Bears again, Nick Mamarelli, Colter Burris, Matthew Inman, Jesse Anderson, and Rory McClure. Tough lineup for anybody to match up with. Colter Burris with some height, Jesse Anderson with three-point shooting skills, and always the dangerous Rory McClure off the dribble and from the shot.
Our thanks to the Black Bear Cafe for our sponsor here at the Midway Report on WPTL. And looks like Burris might have a little bit of a height advantage. Maybe not.
He's definitely thicker than his counterpart, number 33, Lamb. But the tip is up, and looks like it's controlled by Pisgah. Quickly over to McClure now, who pulls up for a shot in the lane. No good. Rebounded by Lamb. Lamb now kicks it ahead down into that left corner, and looks like a blocking foul is going to be called on McClure. And there's still a lot of time left to play, 7:48 here in the first. So McClure's first foul against Simpson. And now they inbound it to number 30, Dobbs, who puts up a shot. His shot no good. He goes back up again, tried to get the rebound by Matthew Emmon, and it looks like Dobbs stepped on the end line. So some hard scrapping here at the beginning of the game as Roy McClure brings it up for the Black Bears. And here you go, over to Mamorelli. Mamorelli with a little ball fake, reverses dribble. Inside to Burris. Burris, little give and go to Mamorelli. Mamorelli up, no good. Rebounded by Burris. He loses the ball. Out to Simpson. Simpson with a behind-the-back pass. Loses control. Now inside almost, but Burris tips it away. McClure comes up with the ball. It's tipped away, however. Very erratic changing of possessions here in the first beginning of this game. But now a shot put up by number 23, Burns, about the elbow, and he drains it. So a minute of play has surpassed here, and a two-point lead for the Rockets. McClure now driving in and called for the walk. First turnover for the Black Bears.
Well, both teams need to settle down just a little bit here. It's kind of looking like
first game jitters.
Yeah, first game jitters. A little sandlot ball down behind the National Bank in the National Bank parking lot.
As it's poked away by Anderson almost, but gets it away to Simpson. Simpson now driving in, and looks like a block is going to be called on Coulter Burris. But I don't know. That was very close.
He was stationary, but he moved.
Flinched a little bit.
Yeah, he flinched a little bit, and that unfortunately that takes it against you.
It's a good effort there by Burris as Simpson steps to the line to shoot a pair of foul shots. And the first shot is up and no good. Very high arcing shot by Simpson. 2-0 lead for the Rockets. 6:41 left to play. As the next shot is up, and it rattles out, rebounded, and looks like a foul is going to be called on Burns. As Burris tries to rebound the basketball. So still, 2-0 lead. Into McClure. McClure with a heavy brace on that left ankle. As he comes across the halfway mark, dribbles in the middle of the paint, puts up a little underneath the backboard shot with a right hand, and it goes in. 2-2 now. Tied up, 6:25 left to play. As now Simpson is at the top, looking for a pass inside, gets it over to Burns. Burns pulls up for a three. His shot is short and no good. And Matthew Emmon goes straight up, but they whistle him for the foul as Lamb puts it in and now steps to the foul line for an old-fashioned three-point play. Lamb's shot is up and good. 5-2 lead now, 6:13 left to play as Anderson brings the ball across. And it looks like a blocking foul. It's going to be called on Simpson as Anderson tried to dribble to the right to get to that wing. Inbound to McClure. Passes over to Anderson. Anderson, quick drive into the hole, but no good. Board fought for, and Burns comes up with it. Up ahead to Lamb. His shot no good. Up again, rebounded by Coulter Burris, and looks like a foul is going to be called on number 30, Dobbs, as Burris tries to rebound the basketball. And looks like Coulter Burris will take a seat as the senior Tyler Singleton checks in. Tyler Singleton having a little bit of trouble with his ankle there in the scrimmage. Turned it a little bit, but looks like he's going to get some playing time here. Looks like it's okay as McClure drives in. Spin move. Ooh, a pretty shot by Rory McClure as he splits the defenders. A.C. Reynolds now kicking it ahead to Thompson. Thompson drives in, pulls up for a shot behind the backboard. No good. And looks like a foul is going to be called. And it's going to be A.C. Reynolds' ball. Foul on number 32, Nick Mamorelli, for a push. As Pisgah trails by one here early in the first quarter. 5:28 left to play. Johnson inbounding. He throws it up to Simpson, and Matthew Emmon contests. But now Dobbs pulls up for a three and drains it. And now McClure with the basketball brings it across the halfway mark. Little step fake. Now passes it over to Mamorelli. Mamorelli throws it inside to Singleton, who gets it back out to Anderson. Anderson, quick drive. Loses control of the ball, knocked away by Lamb.
fighting for it, but Lamb rolls on to the end line, and it'll stay Pisgah Black Bear basketball.
5:04, first period, Pisgah down by four.
Very sporadic play here at the beginning of this game.
Yeah, both teams need to settle down a little bit. Looks like an even matchup so far.
5:04 left here as Anderson gets ready to inbound. Inbounds to Rory McClure, passes it over to Trantham. Now Anderson pulls up. His shot no good. Rebounded by number 44, Ron Johnson, ahead now to Lamb. Lamb pulls up for a short jumper. No good. Rebound fought over. Lamb gets it back. Pulls up from just behind the charity stripe and drains it. 10-4, 6-point lead early here for the Rockets. Head to Matthew Inman. And it looks like Lamb is going to be whistled for a reach-in foul as Inman tries to drive down that left lane.
I'm watching the officials' numbers to make sure it was Lamb. Let's see. Yeah, he says, hey, look at me. It's 33. Okay.
And looks like the JV star will step in. Dalton Scott, very productive player on the JV squad now. He's on the varsity. Let's see what they can do here. As it's inbounded to McClure. McClure looks at a three but passes it up over to Anderson. Anderson looks inside. Pick by Tyler Singleton. Anderson goes up in traffic and hits the runner. Banks it straight off the glass. Good pick there by Tyler Singleton to allow him to get in the middle of the paint, Terry.
Fouls on Simpson. That's two on Simpson here in the first period. So he was a starter. And did they take him out? No, he stays in.
He stays in. Crook giving McClure some instructions now on the side. As Anderson shot is up, no good. Rebounded by Lamb. Now over to Simpson. Simpson looking inside at McLaughlin. McLaughlin, though, passing it up over to Lamb. Lamb shoots, no good, rebounded by Tyler Singleton. Over to Scott. Scott dribbles it down, passes it ahead to Anderson. Anderson pulls up for three and drains it from the right corner. Sophomore Jesse Anderson, and looks like A.C. Reynolds is going to call a quick timeout as Pisgah went on a little bit of a run. 30-second timeout. We'll go on a little break. You're listening to WPTL 920. This is Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
AM 920 is WPTL, Canton.
People been talking about Fat Buddy's beef brisket barbecue. Still slow cooked and basted right. Seal in the flavor just like great-grandpa Buddy'd have it. Another thing. Just as much effort goes into getting the vegetables and fixing done right as anything else. So it's all food so good it make you squoil. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Ball is being brought up by Watkins. Lamb tries to pass it inside, but it's stolen away by Anderson. Anderson now dribbling down the right side, passes it up to McClure. McClure gets in the lane, creates space, and hits a jumper, rattles it in. Good shooter's touch by McClure as Watkins brings it back up for A.C. Reynolds. And a palming call called on Watkins. Some very strong defense there by Anderson to force the turnover.
We saw a lot of good defense in the girls' varsity game, and it's flashing over here into the boys' varsity game. For the first season opener, the Bears are looking really good here.
Anderson in the middle, back out to Singleton. He can shoot those long ones out, but he tips it back to Anderson. Anderson spin move, gets some separation, hits another short shot. Pisgah shooting mid-range very well here in the opening quarter. 3:27 left to play. Pisgah leads by three now. Watkins looking for somewhere to go, dribbles into the right, shot fake, trapped, but he gets it away to number 21, Johnson, who goes up and in. McClure now passing ahead to Anderson. Anderson drives in. Looks like he's going to be fouled as he rolls on the floor.
I didn't see the number.
Looks like number 22, Daquan Simpson. And Mamorelli checking back in for Tyler Singleton now. Yes. Trying to rest that ankle as much as possible, I suppose.
That was on 21, Alex Johnson.
Excuse me.
His first.
McClure now driving in. Up under. Passed out to Scott. Scott shoots. No good. Rebound by Anderson. Anderson goes up in the lane. Again, no good. Rebounded by Scott. Over to McClure. McClure passes up a three. Pulls up for a mid-range. And his shot goes in. 15-12 now. 2:50 left to play here in the first period. As Watkins kicks it ahead
to Johnson. Johnson trying to square it up. Now he gets in the middle of the lane, passes outside, and looks like a charge is going to be called before Dobbs can get the shot off. And that is going to be on Johnson.
Johnson, two quick fouls. Pisgah only has two players to score. That's Anderson and McClure, but that's enough for 15 points, and that's good.
Scott now, shovel pass to Anderson. Anderson drives in. McClure shot fake. Runner in the lane and drains another. Rory McClure on fire at the beginning of this game. 2:23 left to play, 17-12. Johnson now over to Watkins. Tries to pass it inside. Gets it to number 44, Ron. Ron puts up a shot and it's no good, but he's fouled on the play. And Tyler Singleton, active again on the bench, gets up and goes to the scorer's table.
It's going to be on Mamorelli. Mamorelli's second foul. 17-12, 10 of Pisgah's 17 points from Rory McClure. The other seven, Jesse Anderson's points.
And Mamorelli's going to take a little break as Singleton checks back in. Also getting some action, number 41, Tatum, freshman for Pisgah. Shots up, no good, rebounded by Scott after a tip. Scott looking to get it up, gets it to McClure. McClure's wide open, passes up the shot though, over to Tyler Singleton. Tyler Singleton with a head fake. Strong move into the middle of the paint. Tries to go up with the left hand and is fouled. Tyler Singleton with a strong move. Didn't see that much last year, but it looks like he's grown into a good player, Terry. Very strong move.
Handled the ball very well. And we'll get two free throws out of this. And if he can hit one of them, he'll be the third Pisgah player on the score sheet.
And it rattles in and out. Fun fact about Tyler Singleton, very quiet individual. Doesn't say a whole lot. Very, very reserved as well.
He speaks kind of loudly here on the basketball floor.
And he drains another.
Well, he got one out of two. Because he's already got like three rebounds and he's only played a couple of minutes. He's coming off the bench here.
A starter last year for Pisgah, but injured his ankle in a scrimmage versus Cherokee, and so seeing some limited time, but playing well here off the bench. As A.C. Reynolds now driving to the right, gets it out to McLaughlin. McLaughlin now almost turns it over, and he tries to pass it away, and Tyler Singleton dives on the floor, gets it to McClure with a Euro step, and he puts it in on the left side. What a pretty move by McClure, and he draws a foul. Old-fashioned three-point play.
That was uptown, Rory. My hat's off, if I had one.
Got in the middle of the paint, faked to his right, Euro stepped back to the left, and laid it in. And he sinks the foul shot.
Well, that's it. I've run out of room in my first quarter slot here. He can't score anymore.
Only a minute 39 left to play here in the first quarter. A.C. Reynolds now trailing 21-12 as Rory McClure guards Dobbs. Dobbs tries to go up, almost blocked by Tatum, and the ball poked away by Inman into the hands of McClure. McClure now tries to pass it ahead. His ball tipped by Watkins. Dobbs now driving in. Pass to Watkins almost, and Anderson with a quick hustle play knocks it away, but throws it out of bounds.
I tell you, Jesse had his eye on that, the length of the floor, and he was going to block it, steal it or something, and he ended up knocking it away.
Dobbs now passes it ahead to Presley. Presley drives to the right, passes back up top to Watkins. Watkins back over to Watkins. Two Watkins in the game. Kavon and Devin. But the shot is put up, and McLaughlin can't handle the rebound. McClure pulls it away. 55 seconds left, 21-12. As McClure comes in the middle, and it looks like a foul is going to be called on number 11, I think, Cam Presley.
Number 14.
Number 14, excuse me. Kavon Watkins.
Kavon.
Kavon.
I don't think I've ever seen a Kavon. I've never known a Kavon. I like that name. So McClure will shoot two.
And this is the first. And sophomore McKinley Brown checking in. And Rory McClure drains another one. Inbounded to Kavon Watkins. He dribbles to his right, tries to pick up a screen from Dobbs, but picks up his dribble, guarded closely by Inman, but he gets it to Dobbs. Dobbs now over to Devin Watkins. Devin Watkins shot no good, rebounded by McLaughlin. McLaughlin puts it up on the right side and gets it to go. 22-14, 35 seconds left. As McClure passes it up to Anderson. Anderson, little stutter step, move, gets it past the half-court line. McClure puts up a shot and is fouled by Kevon Watkins, a three, and he knocks McClure down after the shot. So three foul shots coming for Rory McClure.
And that was the third personal foul on Watkins.
So a little bit of foul trouble. We're not even out of the second period. I mean, first period yet.
He was not an original starting five, but he's played a lot of minutes here in the first quarter, which is just about finished. McClure gets the first of the two free throws. Or does he get three here? Is he getting three? Yeah, he's getting three.
He's getting three. And it looks like Johnson will check in for Kevon Watkins. And Dalton Scott checking in for Anderson. Only 25 seconds left to play here in the first period, 24-14. And the Bears already in the double bonus. As McClure misses a foul shot, Watkins rebounds it to Johnson. Johnson coming across the halfway mark, 19 seconds left. Almost lost. But, oh, stolen away by McClure. And McClure goes up on the left side. His shot is up and good. Rory McClure absolutely taking over here in the first period. As I look over at the score sheet, Terry's having to ride the second period box already.
Yeah, we need a bigger score sheet, at least for Rory McClure.
McClure's shot is up and good. Old-fashioned three-point play for Twiggy. Johnson bringing it across, guarded by Inman. Now over to number 11, Presley. Presley trying to look inside, gets it into Dobbs. Dobbs goes up. Almost blocked by Tatum, and that'll be the last shot of the period, 27-16. Pisgah lead, and this Pisgah boys team looks very poised right now, very on the attack. And we'll be back with some first quarter stats right after this. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM. This is Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
Chip. Sell it, trade it, pawn it, Carolina Pawn and Gun. They got guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. Now if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt, Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun. They gonna hook you up, get on over there, son. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it, Carolina Pawn and Gun.
...27-16 as we start the second quarter, and whoa, whew, Rory McClure with 19 of Pisgah's 27 points.
Very sporadic start to this game, but it calmed down. Rory McClure found his niche. He wheeled the basketball into the goal.
You know, nothing outside of the ordinary for Rory. I mean, last year we saw him put up those driving shots. We saw him put up the threes. He's come out of the starting blocks, man, running strong already. With this first 8 minutes of play in regular season, you gotta like that.
Looks like Casey Crook will rest McClure here at the beginning of the second period, as Anderson, Brown, Inman, Burris, and Scott are on the floor for the Black Bears. Simpson driving to his left, pulls up from a three, and it hits the top of the backboard, and that's out of bounds. So a fadeaway shot from the left corner, very deep. Poor shot selection, I think, Terry. As Anderson brings it up, over to Burris now. Burris looks inside, over to Brown. Brown almost loses the ball. They're scrapping for it, and it's kicked off the referee. And McLaughlin tries to oop it in from a pass from Lamb, but tipped out of bounds by Jesse Anderson. Anderson hustling a lot here in the beginning of this game.
Mr. Hustle here in the first half, and he just about got that loose ball, but he ended up slapping it out of play.
Inbounded to Lamb. Now a little handoff to Simpson. Simpson dribbling to that left side. Gets it over to Johnson. Johnson back up to Simpson now. Inside to McLaughlin. McLaughlin up. His shot in as he shoots a little hook shot to the right. As Rory McClure enters back in for the Black Bears. 27-18. Pisgah lead. 7-11 left to play. Pass from Anderson. Trying to force it a little bit. inside the Burris, and it's tipped away. And then a foul called on Coulter Burris, his second foul. So looks like Tatum will come back in, the freshman, for some minutes. As the Rockets inbound and bring it up the court. Johnson now dribbling down the right side. Crosses over between the legs, back to the left. And now back to the right, over to Lamb. Lamb guarded by Anderson. Anderson up on Lamb tight, trying to hand it off. Little fake step by Simpson. He pulls up. His shot is way long. Didn't hit anything. Rebounded by McLaughlin. His shot's up and no good. And Roy McClure knocks it off of Simpson as they dive out of bounds, and it's Pisgah basketball.
Yeah, heads-up play by Rory knocking that into the Reynolds player means it's Pisgah basketball.
McClure now drives down the right, but passes out to Anderson. His shot no good, rebounded by McClure. His shot up and short. Ball tipped, and it's out of bounds by Burns. And, excuse me, I look like I'm corrected by the referee. It's like Brown knocked it out of bounds.
It looks like Brown knocked it out.
The taller Watkins checks back in. Kevon Watkins out with three fouls. Devin Watkins checks in. Also on the court is Brahms. He's a big boy, number 23. Burns, I mean. Foul is called on number 21, Jesse Anderson. And Tyler Singleton looks like he's going to check back in for the Black Bears. It's a little stop and go here at the beginning of the second quarter.
Yeah, Singleton's, this is his third trip into the ball game, and all of his trips have been short. So it could be that that ankle you talked about is affecting him somewhat, because he only plays a couple of minutes and he's back on the bench again.
And Lamb shot's up and good. I think it's smart the way Casey Crook is playing him, putting him in and out for 2-3 minutes. Doesn't want to get him in there and get him tired, re-injure that ankle. And Lamb hitting another foul shot. Anderson now bringing it down the right side for Pisgah. Tries to pass it in. Ball is stripped, however. Lamb gets the ball. Tipped by Singleton. Simpson picks it up, and he steps on the out-of-bounds line before he can get to the basket on that left side, and that's another turnover for the Rockets.
I think I got to say Anderson was instrumental in that turnover.
I think
pressuring
so
over there on the far side.
And it looks like Inman checks out. They say he's got blood on his jersey.
I don't know if it's his or somebody else's.
So Anderson now with the ball with a left-handed dribble. Passes over to Singleton. Singleton trying to get a drive in. Goes up. And it looks like a charge is going to be called on Tyler Singleton as he's slow to get up. But he's not limping, really. Looks like that ankle's okay. Shots back down the court. Always scary when you know there's an injury and something that's
and you go down on the floor like that. Yeah,
go on the floor like that. Always scary. Now Simpson with the ball on the right, getting a big pick from Watkins, but shot by Simpson, no good. Roy McClure fights on the ball for the ball, gets it up to Anderson. Anderson, quick drive in, and a blocking foul is going to be called on Simpson as he tries to pass it up to Tatum.
I'll tell you, the quickest player on this floor right now. Last year I would have said Rory McClure, but right now it's Jesse Anderson. Nobody can keep up with this kid, and they tried to get in front of him that time, and it didn't work.
I can tell, just from a year, the maturity of Jesse Anderson as a basketball player has greatly increased. A lot more hustle as he hits a shot right here, as it's 28-20 lead for Pisgah, but a lot more hustle, a lot more maturity. Still a little, but
you know, and in control more. He got a little out of control at times last year. 8 points, now 9, gets both free throws.
5:37 left to play here in the period. McClure now guarding Dobbs. Dobbs, high pass into the stands, into the student section of the Black Bears. And that's another turnover, trying to get it to Lamb. Just threw it right over his head.
You know, once again, Anderson was in that play. They had to pass over his two outstretched arms, and it went up into the bleachers.
Anderson playing a big factor here in the beginning of this game.
Scott now dribbles to his left, out to Anderson. Anderson pulls up for three. His shot rims in and out, rebounded by Dobbs, ahead to Lamb. Lamb travels because he tried to get it to Burns. It looks like a 30-second timeout is going to be called by the Black Bears. Casey Crook going to regroup a little bit. We'll keep it here, 29-20, 5:13 left to play here in the second period. And Pisgah looking very strong right now.
Really strong. Black Bear basketball sponsored by Midwest Haywood tonight. Also Ken Wilson Ford, Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, the Single Stop Stores, and tonight by Carolina Pawn and Gun. Thanks all of you good folks for supporting Pisgah Bear and Sugar Bear basketball. Sugar Bear is a big winner tonight in their game. And I left the score someplace. It was 67-45. 22-point victory for the Sugar Bears.
And so far, the action here in this game has been high. As Anderson tries to pass it inside to McKinley Brown, and it's tipped away by the Rockets.
Dangerous pass. He tried to get that through three defenders. That's probably not a good option every time. Foul against Pisgah on the inbound. I didn't see what happened there.
Looks like McKinley Brown. Illegal pick. McKinley Brown, quarterback for the JV team here at Pisgah. Upcoming star, I think. Passes inside to Burns. Burns, a little shovel pass to Watkins. His shot no good. Rebounded by Lamb. Up, no shot. Watkins gets it back. His shot is up and rattles in. And 29-22 now, Pisgah lead. 4:45 left to play as McClure drives in, pulls up a shot, and is fouled in the middle of the air by Johnson.
That is three.
And Billy Phillips does not look happy about that call, conversing with the referee, saying, how is that a foul? But he knocked McClure to the ground.
Well, let's say that McClure went to the ground. Could have been a little bit of acting there. One out of two free throws for him.
As Johnson brings it across, Anderson guarding him now outside to Dobbs. Dobbs passes it inside to Burns. His shot up, no good. Burns gets his own rebound. Puts up another shot, rebounded by Jesse Anderson. Said his name a lot tonight as he brings it across the halfway mark. Over to McClure. McClure steps, but doesn't dribble. And now dribbles out to McKinley Brown. McKinley Brown picks up his dribble, looking for an outlet, gets it to Anderson. Anderson trying to dribble in. His shot goes up and...
Oh, hammered from behind. No whistle. Wow.
Johnson gets it inside to Watkins. Watkins up and good. 30-24 now. Still a 6-point lead for the Black Bears. As McClure now starts to walk it up the court. 3:54 left to play here in the second period. Over to Brown. Brown looks inside, trying to get a pass. Now over to Scott. Scott back to McClure. McClure drives into the left. Up and under move, no good. And Johnson comes up with the ball. Johnson now dribbling in. Tries to do a Euro step, and he took one too many steps.
He took a Euro and a half.
There's American money, it'd be a dollar and a half.
Yeah, the dollar's not too strong right now, but the Bear is looking a little bit better. Up by six, 3.5 minutes to play in the half.
With those three fouls, Kevon Watson checks back in, and looks like Anderson's going to be called for a walk, but...
I think he ended that dribble in kind of a little half step there. The official delayed the whistle because he didn't even know if it was a walk for sure, but then he blew.
Dobbs now passing up to McLaughlin. McLaughlin passing inside to Ron. Loses the ball. McClure comes up with it. McClure now almost crossing up his dribble, but he doesn't. Keeps it on that left side. And Anderson called for another walk.
Well, no, I don't know about that.
That one was a little bit iffy.
Lots of whistles on the walks tonight. Whether they're real or not. Film at 11.
Kevon Watkins now out to Dobbs. Dobbs pulls up for a three and strokes it. And now they pass it in to Anderson. Kevon Watkins mirroring Rory McClure's every move almost. Now over to Tatum. Tatum tries to dribble in. Pass outside to Singleton. Singleton pulls up for three. His shot is short. Tries to get around Ron, but he can't do it. And he's whistled for a foul.
Yeah, he's trying to fight through a little defender there to get to that ball, and the official was right there behind him, and it was an easy foul to call.
I will credit Mason Ron with a good box out. That was a good box out. Shot went up, found his man, put a rump on him. That's what you're taught. And now he gets to shoot some foul shots, and they're up and good.
Pisgah with a big lead there for a while, but that's dissipated, folks.
Two-point lead now, 30-28, 2:46 left to play, as Tyler Singleton checks back out, using him sparingly, in spurts almost. Ron's shot is up and good. One-point lead now for the Bears, up at six at 1 point. Now over to Anderson, inside to McClure. McClure dribbles in, tries to pass it out, and it's going to be tipped away by the Rockets. Looks like he's trying to pass it down low.
I think he was trying a little hook bouncer pass there. It didn't work.
And looks like Dobbs is going to be called for a pushing foul as it's inbounded to Anderson.
Well, the starter, Dylan Dobbs, has three personal fouls. Also with three is Simpson. Also with three is Watkins, Kevon Watkins. So three players with three fouls here in the first half for the Rockets.
And Anderson now gets to shoot a double bonus. Shot is up and good for Jesse Anderson. Shot by Anderson is also good. McClure, Inman, and Anderson only starters now with Kenley Brown and Tatham in, both underclassmen, as the ball is reversed over to Dobbs. Dobbs dribble in the middle of the paint, little scoop shot up on the glass, and it's good. Now we're inbounded to McClure. McClure driving hard, pulls up, and strokes another just inside the three line. Puts Pisgah back up by three. Watkins hands it off to McLaughlin. McLaughlin gives it right back. Now outside to Presley. His shot is up and rattles in. Some good shooter's touch by Cam Presley there. 34-34 now. Tied up. 1:50 left to play. As Brown brings it across, hand off to McClure. McClure, the quick crossover, gets in the middle of the paint and rebounded by Presley. Presley gets it out to Watkins, and it's tipped away by McKinley Brown. Good heads-up play, and McLaughlin comes out of nowhere and knocks Brown to the ground.
Brown goes down, and double free throw shooting for both teams, actually, but... Anderson and Tatum fill the rebounding slots here for Pisgah in case there's a miss.
Very impressed by the freshman. Good composure, Tatum. He's upcoming freshman from Canton. Playing very well, playing some good defense. He hasn't had any turnovers. Brown hits another. 2-point lead now for Pisgah. 1:33 left to play here in the half. As Kevon Watkins tries to pass it up, and it's picked away by Roy McClure. Speedy hands of McClure. Drives into the left. Tries to go up and under, and looks like it's going to be tipped out of bounds. Pisgah basketball. And Dalton Scott checking in for the senior Matthew Inman. Looks like they'll give him a little break before half.
1:22 left on the clock.
Into McClure. He looks to the left and looks like he's going to be whistled for a walk.
Yeah, good call by the ref that time. Rory doesn't disagree either.
He jugged the foot a little bit.
Yep. And I think McClure is trying a little too hard to keep Pisgah in this thing as A.C. Reynolds started to battle back. And I think he's forced a couple of his last shots, and he needs to calm down just a little bit.
Burns trying to get it in. Almost stolen by Anderson, but a missed opportunity. And McLaughlin lays it in, 36-36 now. lead change back and forth as McClure drives to the left, pulls up a little jumper, no good, rebounded by Ron. Watkins now bringing it up, reversing his dribble, now to the left, over to Burns. Burns looking inside, dribbling to his right, cross over to the left, passes it over to Kevon Watkins. Watkins now dribbling in, picks up his dribble, over to Burns. Burns pulls up for three, shoots, and is whistled for a foul. McKinley Brown on a box out, whistled on a three-point attempt by Burns.
So we can have three or two. No, they do say he was outside the arc. I don't think Reynolds has led. They've tied a couple of times, but they have not led. So if they make any of these free throws,
they led 2-0.
Did they? Yeah, they did draw first blood. That's right.
As Burns now gives Reynolds a lead, 37-36, with the hitting of the first of three foul shots. Second one up and no good. So Lamb in now in the rebounding spot. Also checking in, Jake Bryant for the Rockets. Burns' final shot. It's up and good. And inbounded to McClure, 35 seconds left. So an NBA shot or college shot clock over to Tatum. Tatum shot fake. Passes it up to Scott. Scott dribbles in. Loses the ball. Stolen away by Lamb. 22 seconds left. And a foul is going to be called as Bryant falls to the ground. And it's on Rory McClure. Didn't really see what happened there.
Well, I saw somebody hit the deck. Somebody got slammed into pretty hard. And it must have been
Jake Bryant.
Must have been Bryant as he steps to the free throw line. McClure just didn't see him. He's on the blind side, and he slammed into him.
Brian, unorthodox looking foul shot routine. Kind of almost a jump shot. He misses the second one, though. Hits the first one. 39-36 lead for Reynolds. 14 seconds left as Burns with the ball, guarded by Tatum. He knocks it away. Burns tries to dive for it. And McLaughlin, out of bounds, shot up, no good, rebounded by Scott. Ball's fought for on the ground, and looks like a jump ball is going to be called with .9 left to play here in the half. It's enough time to catch and shoot, Terry.
Pisgah's big first quarter lead down the tubes here as we close in on halftime. Did they end up calling a foul or what? Possession arrow is going to give it to Pisgah. There's no time to get a shot away. You're going to have to catch it in the air and fire a three-pointer. Can't be done, man. Well, McClure gets it away before the buzzer. It was close.
Very close. So Pisgah trailing by three. But both clubs playing very well here in this first period of high school basketball. We'll be back in a moment with some halftime stats as Terry calculates here. And you're listening to 920 WPTL. This is Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
What's the first choice in convenience stores? The single stuff. Your first choice for gas, quick groceries, food, and household items. Single Stop also has free stuff when you sign up for Single Stop Rewards. So get special discounts, friendly service, and competitive prices every day at the four area Single Stop locations. Carolina Boulevard in Clyde, Radio Hill, Canton, Single Stop Southside on Pisgah Drive, and Frank's up the river on 276.
Not sure who owns your bank anymore? With Champion Credit Union, it's simple. You do. We're local, and our focus is on you. So you might say, we've got local focal. Want to be treated special? Get local focal at Champion Credit Union, where anyone can open an account and enjoy great rates on loans and banking services, even businesses. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Welcome back. We're here live in Canton. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM, or if you're on the internet, WPTLradio.net. Along with you always here at Pisgah High School is Terry Shannon, yours truly, David Stiles, covering a doubleheader matchup between the AC Reynolds Rockets and the Pisgah Black Bears.
Big 4A school from Buncombe County has their hands full here. Pisgah played great in the first quarter, slowed down. We only scored 9 points there in the second period. That's not the good stat I want to bring you, but that's what I'm going to bring you. Another thing that's kind of in the negative column for Pisgah is that we only have 4 players that have scored, and really only 2 of them have scored much, and that's Anderson and McClure. We did have a couple of other players, Brown and Singleton, scored a couple of free throws there, but for the most part, only those 2 players led the team in scoring and carried the whole team. And we're going to have some more scoring from some of these other players here in the second half to keep up with Reynolds, because they've decided to play basketball after a really, really slow start there in the first 8 minutes.
Negative for Reynolds, foul trouble. They've got 2 or 3 players in foul trouble. Simpson has 3. Kavon Watkins has 4.
Well, no, 4 players.
4 players have 3, excuse me, but Kavon Watkins has 3. McLaughlin. No, he just has 1. Dobbs has 3.
Dobbs, Simpson, Johnson, and
Watkins.
Kavon Watkins with 3 fouls apiece, and those are all key players.
But the positive, though, even though they've had this foul trouble, it seems like they keep bringing people in off the bench, and they're producing for the Rockets. They're up by 3 right now, 39-36, but Pisgah a little cold there in that second period.
They were cold, only 9 points. They actually outscored us 23 to 9. And we've got to make some changes and get some more players to put in some offensive input for the Bears in the second half. Second half just moments away. Stay with us, folks. This is Bear Basketball on 920 WPTL. We'll be back.
Your child gets a sport injury. Your father suffers joint pain. Someone needs hand surgery or a knee replacement. MedWest Ortho has specialists to take care of almost all your 206 human bones. 9 orthopedic surgeons at Western Carolina Orthopedic Specialist in Clyde and Silva Orthopedic Associates, and 2 spine specialists at Mountain Spine in Clyde. All these skilled doctors provide advanced care for children and adults. Our MedWest Ortho doctors are board certified and experienced. Many have distinguished fellowships. You can see their impressive resumes in our newspaper ads. And visit MedWest online at www.medwesthealth.org. MedWest Ortho brings orthopedic excellence to the North Carolina mountains. Excellence, our passion.
Welcome back. We're here live in Kent at the Bear Den at Pisgah High School for a matchup between a 4A school from Buncombe County, A.C. Reynolds, and a 2/3A school at Pisgah High School here. And we'll do some individual stats now for the Rockets. The leading scorer for the Rockets, Dobbs, 13 points, and most of them 2 threes. 1 foul shot on a 3-point play, but 2 threes and then a couple of field goals. He has 13. Followed closely behind him is 3 players. They all have 4. That includes Lamb, Watkins, Devin Watkins, and then Tommy Burns. And also Brian McLaughlin with 6 points.
And following them is number 3, Cameron Presley, or number 11, Cameron Presley, who hit a 3, followed by Jake Bryant, who has a point, and Alex Johnson also has a 2-pointer, and Mason Ron has a 2-pointer, which equals 39 points for the Rockets. Now for Pisgah, leading all scorers, Rory McClure with 21 points, following him is Jesse Anderson with 11, and then Tyler Singleton, who's nursing a weak ankle, he has 1 point. They've been using him sparingly in this game, giving him short bursts in and out, Tyler Singleton. And we'll see if he gets a lot of playing time in the second half or if they keep using him in spurts like they have been. Casey Crook seems like he's guarding that ankle to further injure it and keep Tyler Singleton healthy for the remainder of the season.
Something else noticed in the first half, well, mainly in the second quarter, was that ACR really started doing well on their offensive board, and they got second, third, and I think one time 4 shots to basket. Some kind of correction, some kind of boxing out, some kind, I don't know what. Maybe send in a hatchet man to knock a few guys out. I don't know, but something, we got to have to do a little correction there. And do better defensively so they do not get so many chances offensively like they did up close, too. A lot of tips and a lot of... And fortunately, though, their shooting percentage was off, and they didn't make a lot of those, but they made some of them, and that's probably the difference right here at halftime.
What I think is important for AC Reynolds is they have a little bit more size. Not saying that we don't have size. We have some tall young men on this team, but AC Reynolds has some pretty thick bodies. I mean, Burns and Watkins, Devin Watkins, are both fairly big men, and then McLaughlin is no small character either. He's pretty big.
He's a load for sure. They've got the meat over there at AC Reynolds. Probably produced there courtesy of the football program. Actually, a lot of players play more than one sport, as they do here at Pisgah.
I'm really impressed with this, though, for Pisgah. Something I think is a great positive is Tatum. Thomas Tatum, freshman. He's been playing good defense on the bigs, boxing out. Boxing out's been a key, though. He's been boxing out some. He's been doing things right. He hasn't turned the ball over. He hasn't forced any shots. He's been playing very well for a freshman, very mature for a freshman.
Back in a moment with the start of the second half, folks. Stay with us. You are listening to Pisgah Bear Basketball on 920 WPTL.
About that fat buddy's ribs barbecue. Got a thing about that going green like Carolina chicken tender salad or the chicken in the garden. Might try smoked turkey, beef or turkey served on fresh garden greens. Take a trip on the Green Garden Path, the Green Menu. Food so good it'll make you squeal. Fat Buddies, Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Carolina Pawn and Gun. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it, anything under the sun. Guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. They got just about everything at Carolina Pawn and Gun. Now, if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt Uncle Sammy gonna bail you out. Come see the folks in Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Get on over there, son.
Proud sponsors of the Pisgah Bear.
Welcome back to the Bear Den. Along with you for the ride, Terry Shin and David Stiles here, giving you the play-by-play and color commentary for a great high school basketball matchup between AC Reynolds and Pisgah. And right now, AC Reynolds with a 3-point edge over Pisgah, 39-36. As we get ready for second half play to begin,
Lady Rockets had a tough time. In fact, the Sugar Bear is a big-time winner, 22-point winner over the Lady Rockets.
Also, the JVs, the JV girls winning 35-23, did very well. But the boys lose a nail-biter, 43-45.
Yeah, so it went down to the final 23 seconds or something.
And it looks like the starters will be back on the court for the Black Bears. And looks like Simpson will reemerge from the bench for the Rockets. He's been sitting that whole first half.
I'm guessing he's one of the better players. Coach Phillips doesn't want him to exit the game early, so kind of limiting his play there in the first half. Terry now with your play-by-play. Take it away, sir.
Okay, Reynolds will inbound to start the second half. The Rockets with a three-point edge. Pisgah had a big lead at the end of the first quarter, but at halftime, it went the other way. Inbounds it comes. Down quickly to Simpson. Simpson takes a little baseline, goes up strong, puts it in the hole. It'll count, and there's a Pisgah foul. Oh, boy.
There's a lot of fouls that last half. They both with the double bonus.
Foul on Coulter Burris.
Three on him for the evening.
So Simpson on the free throw line misses, and Burris pulls the rebound for Pisgah. Pass, and now a long leading pass. Anderson is all alone. Somebody did not see the white number 21 of Jesse Anderson, and he scores easily on the Pisgah end. 3 points between these teams, and Pisgah struggling for a loose ball. Reynolds keeps it, though. They get it down low. Rory McClure bounces it off of his head out of play, but good defense.
Some good hustle there by McClure. And looks like Tyler Singleton going to be used sparingly, it looks like, as he checks back in for the Black Bears. And Burris, those three fouls, will make a prompt exit.
Reynolds with the ball on their end to the hands of Johnson. Anderson working defense on him as it goes over to Dobbs. Dobbs with the right hand down low. Over to Simpson. Looks at a three. Nope, it'll be passed underneath. And you're camped in the lane. They're going to blow a whistle on you. No whistle, and a driving shot up and good by Dobbs. And I'll tell you, Johnson was just camped in the lane. The official didn't have a stopwatch on him. There's Rory McClure. Pulls up for about a 15-footer. McClure had 21 in the first half, so that's 23 for him. Pisgah still trailing by three as McClure goes for a steal and gets it now into the hands of Inman. Down the floor we go. McClure up and in, getting the pass after the steal. Pisgah back to within 1 point. A little bit of a comeback as the Rockets slow things down and set up the offense. Being a little bit more deliberate here as they start the third period. Ball pass down low to Johnson. Lobs one back outside. Simpson, the receiver, finds a baseline runner. And that is Johnson. Ball loose. Now outside. Three-pointer over the backboard out of play.
Dobbs slow to get up. He hit the floor hard. And looks like he's grabbing his thumb. He might have got goozle chopped or something.
I don't know, somebody clotheslined him or something? I don't know.
I don't think he got clotheslined. I think he just hit the floor, like accidentally kicked in the throat there. But he looks like he's okay. Play resumes.
Pisgah down by one. They could take a lead as Anderson comes up. They lob one underneath. Inman spinning up. Ow! Just the right amount of English for that one to spin inside and drop down through. So Pisgah back with the one-point lead.
Inman hits a tough shot. Very attractive looking.
Johnson gets the ball across the way. Fall away by Lamb from the baseline, no good. Simpson gets the rebound. His layup off the glass is good, and I think they're going to count it. And another trip to the free throw line for Simpson.
I feel like that was a little bit delayed on that call, but they whistle Singleton anyway, and he makes an exit. And the freshman, Tatum, comes back in.
Well, Tatum has had some quality minutes here. Pisgah, the lead has changed again. Free throw is no good. Rebound, Pisgah's Mamorelli. And the ball's thrown away, taken away, and picked up by Johnson. So here come the Rockets with a one-point lead. Johnson takes it coast to coast, lays it left hand good. So the Rockets back to the three-point lead. The lead they had as we went into this quarter. Mamorelli puts a little fake to Rory McClure. Fall away jumper and misses a shot. Picked back up by Tatum, and his shot is no good. Ball on the floor and a green jersey. Dobbs picks it up, and a steal by Mamorelli. Layup good after the steal.
Very smart play by Mamorelli. Read the eyes of the offensive player, swooped in, and took the basketball.
Pisgah scores, but they're still down by one as Johnson
brings it up strong left side, looks for somebody open, asks for help, and Simpson comes up. Simpson is double-teamed. He goes down, but right there is a fall away, no good by Lamb, and rebound Pisgah. Anderson, blindside pass, gets it open to Morelli, and he leads him a little bit too far, and it's off his fingertips and into the wall.
Almost perfect placement there by Anderson, just a little bit out of the reach of Mamorelli.
I think Nick's a little bit upset with himself, figuring that he should have had that one.
He got a half a paw on it.
Yeah. So with a one-point lead, here come the Rockets. Simpson, little head fake, moves on Inman, goes up strong over top of Tatum, gets his own rebound. No, it's out of play. Last touch, I think, by Jesse Anderson. That'll make it Rocket ball.
Good defense by Tatum. He stood his ground. He didn't chest him up. Used his reach over the shorter Simpson to deviate the shot away from the basket.
Tatum, the tallest of the Pisgah players in the lineup right now, as the ball comes in by the Rockets. They play it safe and lob it way downtown. And it's picked up in the backcourt, actually, by McLaughlin. He'll bring it up. Tries to pass it down baseline. Intercepted by Anderson. Leading bounce pass to McClure. Lays it off the glass. Good. And he was fouled. Yes, sir. They do count it foul on 44. That's Ron. Mason Ron with his first foul, but Rory McClure. We're going to run out of places on that score sheet here in the second half, I think, too.
I'm having to write really small. But
yeah, he got the three-point play. The free throw goes through, so the Bears back up by 2 points. Johnson across the timeline. Loses his dribble, bounce passes to Simpson. This guy's a dangerous ball handler. Simpson takes a strong leap, 10-footer no good, and he gets his own rebound. He's done that a couple of times and puts it in the hole after the rebound. 49-49, we're tied up with 4 minutes remaining in the third period. Jesse Anderson loses his dribble and gets it to McClure. Bounce passes to Anderson. Oh, and Anderson's just too far out of his reach.
Good court vision by Roy McClure to see the open space. He knew Anderson was going to roll, but Anderson didn't break quite quick enough.
But, you know, he tried to put that English spin on the ball, and, you know, sometimes that's a hard pass to predict, trying to spin that ball and make it curve around another player, and that's what he tried to do. We're tied up at 49 apiece. Here come the Rockets again, and as Lamb passes down low to Ron. Ron, a little trouble on the baseline, and traveling is called on Johnson. And it's Pisgah ball with a chance to take the lead again. Well, for the opening season game, this is a good one. Long pass down the floor to Mamorelli. McClure, oh, reverses it as he catches it in the air and puts it up.
Reverse oop layup. I don't know.
Timeout on the floor. We'll take a break. We'll return in a moment. 3:23 on the clock. Pisgah 51, Reynolds 49. This is Pisgah Bear Basketball.
Plus Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier with floor mats to keep winter slush in check, with linen service and uniforms for a completely professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty salons or local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina over 84 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
Timeout over, Pisgah with a lead. And, you know, you can kind of tell that Reynolds was saying, okay, let's put this little double-A school away, but they're not doing it. Pisgah hanging tight, coming back, actually, leading 51-49 right now as the ball is put in. And it is Lamb, dribbles to the top of the free throw line, stops. Looks like he might want a shot, but Mamorelli will not let him go anywhere. Ah, that's traveling. I saw that from up here. Dobbs gets whistled, and it will be Pisgah basketball.
Very characteristic for a Casey Crook team is they play hard, they don't give up. And that is what Pisgah's doing right now.
Anderson with a little errant pass. Simpson picks it up. Now Lamb. Lamb is double-teamed, and he tries to get it inside, and it's finally into the hands of McLaughlin. He wiggles free, lays it up, no good. Rebound by the freshman Tatum, and there's a whistle. This will go against the Reynolds Rockets. Foul on 24, that's McLaughlin. Pisgah with a two-point lead. 2:46 remaining. We're in the third period, folks, if you've just tuned in. Welcome aboard 920 Radio. Mamorelli gets a pass. Back it goes to Rory McClure. straight away out front from the point to Anderson, right in front of us here on the right side. Anderson in trouble at the baseline, has to pass it away. Now a shot by McClure from outside. Is it a three? Yes, another three for Rory McClure. What they got, four?
One. It's hard to tell.
It's a bunch.
I think that's his first three. He's had a bunch of jumpers, but...
A driving layup on the left side is good by Johnson, Alex Johnson. Another pair for him. But Pisgah with a three-point lead even after that Reynolds score. The give and the go to Jesse Anderson, who is tripped, and they call him for the walk, I think.
Good-looking play by Nick Marimarelli. Good give-and-go pass in the lane, but they just couldn't translate it into points.
Inman in for Anderson. Anderson, I think, asked to come out. He was winded a little bit. So Reynolds with a chance to come back and get very close to Pisgah, leading by three right now, minute 54 to go. And there is a whistle and a travel is called.
On Dobbs.
Dobbs with a big smile, indicating that he's disagreeing mildly with the official.
And now with, they have a smaller lineup than Pisgah does. It looks like AC Reynolds is going to go with a bigger lineup, putting three big men in the game.
Scott to Inman. A little fake underneath and a shot put up by Tatum, which is a little wild, and it's out of play. I thought it was touched by Inman last, but the ref right on the scene says, no, it is Pisgah Bear basketball. We'll take it.
I see why AC Reynolds went big. They switched into a zone.
Mamorelli into McClure, who's double-teamed, puts it up anyway, and he gets fouled on the fall-away jump. Missed a shot, but he'll get a couple from the free-throw line, so we'll take our chances right there with a three-point lead. Minute 36 to go, third period. Two-pointer, Mamorelli and Tatum in the rebounding slots for Pisgah as the first shot goes through.
And Mamorelli checking out as McKinley Brown checks back in.
Brown played some good defense there in the first half.
Very smart player.
This may be his first appearance in the second half. Both free throws are good by McClure. Makes the Pisgah lead five now, 56-51. Reynolds came to play, though. They led just a minute or two ago. Right now they trail by five. Minute 25 remaining, third period. Standing with the basketball is Burns. Burns, big guy, shot from outside. Is it a three? No, it's a follow by the big guy, Watkins, Devin Watkins, with the putback.
Very quick release there by Dobbs. I don't think he had his feet set well. Not a very good shot, but they get points out of it anyway.
Devin Watkins with a putback, and here's Inman going right into Watkins, by the way, speaking about the big guy. Draws a foul, does not get the shot. Watkins called for the block. That will put Matthew Inman on the free throw line.
First foul on Watkins. And Inman did exactly what you're supposed to do. If you're a smaller player going into a bigger player, you draw the contact and go up for the shot, but couldn't hit that first foul shot or the second.
Comes up empty on the two free throws. Rebound by Reynolds. Trailing by 3 points, under a minute to play, third period now. Johnson, Inman knocked the ball away from him momentarily, but Johnson picks it back up. Gets it back over to Burns. Back to Johnson with the right-hand dribble, tries to penetrate. McClure cuts him off, pitches it back to, that's Morgan in the lineup now for Reynolds. 34 seconds on the clock. Johnson sees a three, he's open, but he misses everything. It's a brick of a shot, but... Stepping on the end line was Dalton Scott for Pisgah. That'll mean Reynolds will take over with 27 ticks on the clock. Ball comes in, and this time a foul is going to be whistled on Scott. Scott, a junior, has played every quarter, I think. Some limited minutes, but he's played every quarter.
Good quality for him. Very smart player. He doesn't turn the ball over very much. He knows when to take his shot. He's a good player on the JV team. Very smart point guard.
So Reynolds, down by three, will put the ball in at 25 seconds now. Way outside. McClure goes for a steal, and the inbounds pass doesn't get it, but Inman's kind of wrestling for it. Shot put in the sky, no good. And rebound up and in, and that was good by Lamb on the rebound and the putback. 1 point separate these clubs, 10 seconds, but McClure doesn't seem to know. Very slowly he comes across the timeline. 5 seconds, McClure spins, he looks, fires from two-point range. It is no good, and Lamb is there for the rebound at the buzzer. Three down, one to go. Pisgah clinging to a lead, but only by one. 56-55. We will be back in a moment. This is Pisgah Bear Basketball.
Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending, but we've got money to loan. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union, local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Burger King in Canton at I-40 Exit 31 is proud to back the Pisgah Bears. Go support the team at every game you can. And when you can't, listen to WPTL. And just remember, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose.
No.
Just as long as you have your Whopper after the game. Join them at Burger King in Canton, I-40 Exit 31 for a Whopper. Because when you have it your way, it just tastes better.
Pisgah battling back. What was the tally there in the third quarter?
Yeah, I think we scored 20, and they scored 14, so we outscored them by 4 points. Rory McClure had 14. That gives him 35 on the night already.
Wow. I'd still like to see a couple more players come in and help carry this load here on offense.
Amarelli scored, and Inman has also scored in the third quarter. They didn't have any points beforehand, so they each have two apiece now.
Anderson will be doing the inbounding. McClure struggling to get away, and does, but has a tough time getting away from Simpson, who's right. Oh, man, he's on him like a duck on a June bug, let me tell you. Out is Singleton, driving up strong, left hand, puts it in the sky, no good. Rebound, Reynolds Rockets. McClure goes down, and I think he's going to be whistled for the block.
Good idea, Rory, but little bit of a flop there.
Yeah, Simpson runs him down, but McClure was not set and gets called for the block.
Partially ran over, we could say.
Partially ran over?
There was some contact.
Major contact. Reynolds down by one, and as we go into this fourth quarter, spinning Simpson's shot is up. Good, they're going to count it, and he will go to the free throw line again. That guy has got some moves, let me tell you.
And McClure picks up another foul. That's his fourth.
Well, did they say number 10? That is his four?
No, 13. Rory McClure has four fouls.
That is crucial, and we've got a lot of game to play. 7:37 on the clock. Not a three-pointer, though. Free throw is missed, but it's rebounded by McLaughlin. Back to Simpson. Looks at a three, but he bounce passes inside. Shot put up. Rolls out of there. Ron's shot won't hang, and there's an important rebound for Pisgah. Mamorelli will bring it down after the rebound pull, and a foul as I think Johnson reached in on him. Yeah, foul on 22.
That's Simpson. That's his fourth as well. And him and Roy McClure almost trading shots there that third quarter, but Simpson hadn't scored any until the third quarter, and he only has 6 points now.
McClure goes to the bench with those fouls, and Pisgah's underway. Shot is missed. Rebound pulled by Pisgah, no good. Rebound was by Burris, and his shot was no good. And here comes Simpson on the other end. Reverses a little underhanded scooper, no good. Ball on the end line, and they say jump ball between McLaughlin and Singleton. Although I tell you, Singleton was laying on top of him. It looked like a foul by Singleton.
Looked like a tackle. It's not football season. The leaves are going off the trees.
Yeah, this is a wrong season, Tyler. Wrong season. But they call it, and the possession will give it to the Rockets. They inbound the pass, and a real air ball of a shot is rebounded by Jesse Anderson of Pisgah at the 7 minute mark. To Tyler Singleton across the way down low in the left wing. Ball to Dalton Scott, who's in there. To Jesse Anderson again. Anderson dribbles up. A little 10-foot banker. No good. Looks good. Wouldn't fall. Rebound by Burris almost, but it's taken away by the other number 33, Lamb. Here comes Reynolds on the other end. Shot from the right hand. Good by the big guy, number 23, Tommy Burns. Reynolds back up on top now as Pisgah's going a little bit sour here. Still at the 56 mark. It's 59-56, and there is a driving attempt by Mamorelli. And a blocking call on number 33. That will go against Forrest Lambs.
Only his second foul of the evening, though. He's not really in foul trouble, and he's been playing well. He's right behind Dobbs. Him and Simpson both have six. Right behind Dobbs is 15.
Mamorelli didn't score a lot in the first half, I'm trying to say. He didn't score.
He didn't score. He's got two now in the third quarter, but first foul shot's a little long. Pushed it a little bit.
So Mamorelli will have a second chance to pull the Bears to within 2 points. And he makes this one. So he does. It's 59-57. The Rockets back out on top. I think this is something like the fourth or fifth lead change here in the second half.
And something to note, Rory McClure is not in the game right now. Got those four fouls. And so Pisgah playing with probably their leading scorer out right now.
Burns with a pass is taken away by Scott. Here comes the Bears. On the other end, Mamorelli fakes, puts up a high arching shot, which is an air ball, and there's a foul on the rebound. I think that's going to go against Burns. Let's see. Yeah, 23, yep, 23. Tommy Burns.
And that's second foul.
That's the seventh team foul. Are we 1-1? We should be, ref. Yeah, they changed it up. They were going to put the ball in play. But
well, the Burris, it's like he's going to get to shoot some foul shots.
That puts Mamorelli and Singleton in the rebounding slots for Pisgah. Ron and McLaughlin in the same locations for the Rockets, but no rebound this time. The first of the 1-plus-1 is good by Burris. So Coulter Burris will launch the second, and it looks a little prettier. It's also good. So it's tied up again. Who will survive this one? 59 apiece, and there's an air ball from outside. Reynolds, no good. Rebound by Jesse Anderson, even after a tip by Reynolds failed. Anderson, coast-to-coast layup, no good. He is fouled, and he'll get a couple of free throws. Foul was on number 21, Alex Johnson.
Good take by Anderson. He got in the air. He deviated his path a little bit to kind of almost sidestep Johnson in the middle of the air and draw a block.
Johnson using that speed. Misses the first free throw, though. Well, we need Mr. Jesse here to catch on fire like he did in the first half, especially with Rory McClure out. Second free throw is missed. Scramble for the rebound. The battle is won by Lamb. Here come the Rockets now. Watkins down the right side. Pitches it out. A little fake there, no shot by Dobbs. Back to Watkins. To Dobbs again, loses his dribble, but picks it up with the left hand. Back to Watkins down low. They lob one underneath to the big guy. His shot is no good. Second effort is in there by McLaughlin after a miss by Devin Watkins.
That was good help side defense. There's just no one boxing out on the bottom block.
Burris with a give and the go back to Anderson. His shot is missed, however, and Tatum will travel. Yep, you can't do that. He got the rebound. That was strong, but he went down to a knee and then stood up.
Unfortunate change of possession there for the Black Bears.
5 minutes remaining in the game. Reynolds with the 2-point lead and the ball right now. Fallaway jumper up. Good by the big guy, Watkins. He is tall and he is wide. His fallaway jumper from baseline is good. So it's a 4-point Reynolds lead and the ball down low to Tatum.
That's Burris.
Burris with a lay-in after an excellent pass. Watkins in the double team, so it has to come back outside to Dobbs, who puts up a three. Dylan Dobbs makes it 66-61. Reynolds with a five-point lead, maybe their largest of the night. Mamorelli from the side puts up a three. Looked pretty good, bounced in the wrong direction. And here's one put up. It's in. They're going to count it, I think. That'll be Burris to the free throw line.
Colter Burris playing right now, playing very hard. He's getting good offensive and defensive positions for the boards, and he's crashing the board well, and he's putting the ball in the basket.
Well, in the last couple of minutes, he has been the defensive player for the Bears. He makes it a three-point play. He gets the free throw also. Brings the Bears back to within two, but here come the Rockets quickly down the left side. Watkins outside, takes a dribble, spinning. His follow-away is good. Nice shot by Kevon Watkins.
First points of the game for Kevon.
Reynolds back out to 4 points. Jesse Anderson said, maybe I can change that. He's fouled on the shot attempt. I think it was Lamb that got him. Let's see what the ref says. Yep.
Lamb's third foul.
Anderson really forced that. I think he was praying for a foul. He got it. But I think his original shot had not much of a chance, and he makes the free throw. Timeout on the floor. We will take a break and return, folks. This is great high school basketball right here at WPTL. 4 minutes left. Pisgah 65, Reynolds 68. This is Pisgah Bear Basketball.
AM 920 is WPTL, Canton.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Welcome back to the Bear Den. Pisgah down by three, 65-68, with about 4 minutes and 3 seconds left to play here in the final period of this opener at home for the Black Bears. And Rory McClure enters back into the game as Jesse Anderson gets to shoot one more foul shot to try and cut the lead to two. And McClure leading all scores. He's got 35 points right now. Hasn't really played much in the fourth quarter. Two fouls here at the beginning of it, and he's got four. He's got to be careful.
Yeah, and he's such an aggressive defender. It's hard for him to pull back. He's going to have to. Free throw is no good by Anderson, and the rebound, and that's big. Everything is going to be big from here on out. It's controlled by Reynolds, and a ball knocked out of play. Pisgah, I didn't see who had a hand on it.
I think it was Inman. Very Inman. Quick hands.
And it went into the wall. So good defense to slow things up as the Rockets will inbound. Watkins looking for somebody open. Can't find anybody. Who's he find? He finds the big guy, the other Watkins. Devin. And the ball goes out of play. This time it'll be Pisgah's turn to put it in. I had some fans in my way there. I didn't see what happened down
there. Loss of communication between Dobbs and Kevon Watkins. Kevon started to cut back door, and Dobbs just threw it right out of bounds.
Mamorelli is outside the arc, launches it a three, and it's home. Yes, sir. Nick Mamorelli ties it up at 68 apiece. 3.5 minutes as traveling is called at the 3.5 minute mark.
And you can feel the intensity of these Pisgah players kind of rising. Casey Crook, very adamant on the sidelines right now. He's one of those high-energy coaches. You can get riled up really quick when you play for him.
Yeah, man, he went over and grabbed Burris and said, bang, do this and do that, and threw him. He almost threw him at the scorer's table and said, check in.
Inman checking out. So a few bigs now in for the game for Pisgah. They got three big players in, Burris, Mamorelli, and Singleton.
The coach will have to watch this. He'll have a heart attack by the end of the season.
And Simpson just fouled out. His fifth foul got called for a blocking foul against Rory McClure. And looks like Mr. Simpson's night is over as Dobbs tries to console him to keep him from further harming his team by getting a technical.
Yeah, because he's really emotional right there. He has played, man, I tell you, for Reynolds, he is the player of the game.
very dangerous player on offense. Some good, strong moves. And he's been in foul trouble all night. He leaves with only 6 points. Right now, the star for Reynolds has been Dobbs. This young man has been hot from about everywhere.
McClure puts up the first. And it hits the iron hard and bounces high. Does not go through. He can break the 68 tie, and he misses this one, too. And the rebound pulled nicely by Burns, big guy on the other end. Fast break transition, and Lamb puts the layup in from the right side. Great pass. Puts Reynolds back up by 2 points, and Jesse Anderson up and down, and they don't whistle it for a while. Well, that was a late whistle. Obvious infraction by Jesse Anderson. The refs with a slow whistle on that, but they finally do. Reynolds gets it back. They lead by two. Two of the 58 remaining. Coast to coast. Layup left side. Alex Johnson is good, and the Reynolds lead is back to four. Pistons going to have to not hurry, and Rory McClure, with a burst of speed, tries to cut around his defender, and his defender, who's number 21, Johnson, fouls him.
McClure looks like he's not tired, but looks like when he fouled, he kind of might have just kinked something a little bit. Looks like he's okay. He's a tough kid. Him and his brother RJ both hard on each other. He's been through a lot, so not really worried about Rory's toughness.
He's got two free throws coming. He does look a little winded, though, I tell you. Look here. Folded over with his hands on his knees, but he did have a little bit of a rest there going out on fouls.
And Johnson also fouling out.
Time out on the floor. Let's take a quick 30-second break and be back. Pisgah down by four, folks, and we've got less than 3 minutes to play. WPTL, you're listening to Pisgah Bear Basketball.
What's the first choice in convenience stores? The single stuff. Your first choice for gas, quick groceries, food, and household items. Single Stop also has free stuff when you sign up for Single Stop Rewards. So get special discounts, friendly service, and competitive prices every day at the four area Single Stop locations. Carolina Boulevard in Clyde, Radio Hill, Canton, Single Stop Southside on Pisgah Drive, and Frank's up the river on 276.
Welcome back to Pisgah High School. Pisgah trailing by 4, 68-72. Reynolds with a slight edge. 2:47 left to play here in the fourth period. And Rory McClure stepping to the foul line. Back and forth all night. It's been like a game of tennis almost.
McClure's had some bad luck in the free throw line here in the past his past two visits. I think he missed both of them last time. So this is his third trip here in the quarter. My memory, maybe more.
Second. He's been out most. He was out most of the fourth at the beginning, but he. Oh yeah, you're right. This is his third trip.
Third trip. Yeah, just
third
in
trip.
His quarter. And he was empty on the first two trips, and he makes this one. Free throw number two coming. We need it. We got it. 70-72. Reynolds with the ball and a 2-point lead. 2:47 on the clock. Pisgah full court pressure. It's broken by Kevon Watson. Bounces it down to Dobbs. Back to Watson. Dribbles inside. Tries to get it through the Pisgah defense. Dangerous. Pisgah intercepts. Mamorelli to Anderson, who's under too far. That's good that he was fouled because he was out of position to really shoot that ball.
That was more of an awareness play by Jesse Anderson. He knew he was in the air. He felt the contact from the defender, and he said, I need to get this basketball toward the goal, and that's exactly what he did. Smart move by the sophomore.
Yeah, he was too far under to really score, but drawing the foul. And that was on number 23, Tommy Burns.
His third foul.
Anderson's free throw is no good.
I feel like watching that first free throw, he kind of almost double-clutched, like he was ready to shoot and then he wasn't. So I think he kind of messed his timing up. Let's see if he changes it here on the second one.
This looks smoother and he's got it. Pisgah's down by one. They put on full court pressure. Watkins in a little bit of trouble. Gets it over to McLaughlin. He lobs it into the front court finally. And it's Dobbs into the corner. Lamb fires. He misses, but the rebound putback is there by McLaughlin.
puts the Reynolds lead out to three. Underneath is Tatum. He's blocked on the baseline by Lamb.
I think that's Burris instead of Tatum.
Is that okay, I've done that twice here, called Burris Tatum.
They look similar.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, Burris is a little meatier.
And that's a fourth on Lamb.
Lamb, a slender guy, but he's tall.
Oh.
Pisgah has really needed these free throws down the stretch.
And so far, Burris has hit every one of his foul shots. It's the first one he's missed tonight.
The miss came at not a good time. Second free throw is good. Brings Pisgah back to within two at the two-minute mark. Lamb travels with it. Good defense. Rory McClure. Lamb heard footsteps and he traveled with it.
Almost there for a second, my heart almost leapt because I know Rory has four fouls, and I was thinking, ooh, they're going to call a blocking foul. But he kind of olayed a little bit, kind of a pirouette from a ballerina. And
now, real basketball players do not do pirouettes. That's real basketball players. Down to 2 minutes, less than 2 minutes, McClure gets the inbounds, fires from three-point range. Battle for the board, unfortunately, is won by Burns. Long pass up the floor. McLaughlin to Lamb. I thought he traveled. They're going to count the shot, and there is a foul against Pisgah. Oh, that is unfortunate.
Called on Tyler Singleton, and I thought he was too far away from that foul call.
So Lamb puts the Reynolds lead out to four and a chance to make it five. Puts up the free throw. It's no good. But there's the rebound by McLaughlin. That is big, and he travels with it, though. Out of play. It'll be Pisgah Bear ball. Trailing by four. 76-72.
Still very reachable for Pisgah. So dangerous from behind the arc when they have Rory McClure in the basketball game. And the way Colter Burris has been playing right now, he has come on here in this fourth quarter. He has been the scoring leader, so it could happen.
Burris puts up a screen and allows McClure to get by, but McClure misses on his layup attempt on the left side. Rebound Reynolds, Watkins. McClure going for a steal. He'll have to watch it, and there is a timeout Reynolds. With 1:28 remaining, we'll take a short timeout and be back, folks. Only 4 minutes separate the two ball clubs. It is Pisgah 72 and Reynolds 76. This is Pisgah Bear Basketball.
Sometimes a big helping of fat budgers are just more than you can handle one sitting. So you ask for a to-go box. And then sometimes you just want to swing by and get a big box of fat buddies, beef, pork, chicken, baby back ribs, or smoked turkey to go. Fat Buddy's takeout menu is right for you because it's food so good it make you squoil. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Welcome back to Pisgah High School. The Black Bears down by 472-76. Minute 28 left to play as Coach Phillips for the Rockets called a timeout. Got a little bit of trouble there, but I was more afraid for Rory McClure fouling out. He's got four fouls. He's got to be careful. And he was chasing Kevon Watkins all around the court trying to get the basketball from him.
Well, we're going to have to steal it or do something. We're going to have to force the issue as Reynolds will put the ball in following the timeout. McLaughlin will be looking for the open runner. Probably going to be Kevon Watkins.
I would say they're going to try and get it either Dobbs or Lamb. Dobbs has been the hot hand thus far, but probably Coach Phillips is looking more to ice the game and get a wide open layup instead of a jump shot right here.
I'm sure they're going to eat up some time if they can. Pisgah, on the other hand, are probably going to be jabbing and going for a steal here. McLaughlin looking for somebody open, and who's it going to be? It's going to be down low. That's going to be Dobbs. Now it's back outside to Burns. Burns a little bit of trouble. Gets it over to Watkins. Anderson all over him. Now it's down low. Back to Watkins outside. And again to Burns. Dobbs and Burns trying to eat up some clock, and they're doing it. They've eaten about 20 seconds off the clock. Burns will take a baseline drive. Up and good. That's bad news. 6 points now separate these ball clubs with less than a minute to play. Pisgah needs a couple of threes just to get back in this one. Mamorelli. Passing to Rory McClure, puts up a two-pointer. That's good, but still 4 points between these clubs. They've got to intercept. They've got to do something. On the other end, there is going to be a jump ball possession arrow. Who does it
Pisgah.
Go to? Pisgah. That's good.
Woo. Coulter Burris has played the best I've ever seen Coulter Burris play this past quarter. He has been the man for Pisgah. And looks like another timeout by the Black Bears as Coach Grook is going to set him down, and he's applauding Burris for his effort. Gave him a good old pat on the back there. Fired up pat on the back, I should say. But Coach Grook very, very happy with what just happened. But still, Pisgah in a little bit of trouble. They're down 78-74, 42 seconds left. I'll
tell you, this has been a classic ball game, a great ball game, considering it's a season opener. Last year, I remember, Pisgah didn't really learn how to play ball until about the third game of the season. And I mean that in a joking way, but they learned a lot in the first few games. And they came out running. They came out to play. Right now, let me set you up, folks. It will be Pisgah ball following the timeout here, but they trail by not three, but 4 points. So it's a couple of baskets to tie or win, and only 42 seconds to do it.
You can tell they play well as a team. They trust each other, and I think that's very important. They have that camaraderie almost between them. Camaraderie, that's the word.
That's easy for you to say. Anderson into McClure. The clock is going. 35 seconds, and it comes to McClure. McClure with the left-handed dribble, spinning, fires. It's up. It's good. Pisgah down by two. 29 seconds on the clock. They need to foul, and Mamorelli goes for a steal. And I tell you, it wasn't. They're going to call a foul, but it was almost a clean steal. Almost. He almost got away with that one, but they're going to get Mamorelli.
I really didn't see any contact. He had the arm in the passing lane and was ripping the ball out. But
yeah.
Ref was right there. He's got a better angle.
Yeah, we're up here, but it was close to a good steal. It was close to a clean steal, but he got caught. So with a two-point lead, Lamb on the free throw line, and he misses. Rebound Pisgah. Jesse Anderson. He can tie it, but Anderson loses the ball to Watkins, and he has to foul. Oh.
Got it poked out from behind.
So Anderson commits the foul, trying to get it back. Wow, that could have been a tying goal right there had Pisgah been able to convert. But instead, with 23 seconds, we go back to the Reynolds end. Javon Watkins on the free throw line, and he misses. Anderson
almost
rebound.
Deja vu.
Play it cool, guys. You can tie it. You got 20 seconds. They're looking for McClure, I'm sure, and there is timeout. Let's
good
keep it here.
Timeout.
Let's keep it here. Let's keep it here. 14 seconds on the clock. Pisgah can tie it or win it with a long-range jumper here.
Looks like they're going to draw something up in the dirt. You know who they're going to. They're going to number 13. It's going to be Roy McClure for a shot. Either in the lane, one of his little 15-foot jumpers, or he's going to pull from deep, I feel.
Well, Reynolds also knows that McClure is the go-to guy.
Exactly.
And, you know, maybe it's time you pull out the trick play. Maybe it doesn't go to McClure.
That's a good point.
You know, because Reynolds are going to be all over McClure. He's going to be double or triple team, you know.
I feel like if you're going to go to someone else besides McClure, Burris has been the go-to guy right here. Kick it into him. Let him go to work. Let him hit a good percentage shot from the inside.
Well, if they double or triple up on Rory, somebody's got to be open. Somebody's got to be open. It'll be Anderson inbounding with 14 seconds. Pisgah can tie or win with a field goal right here. Anderson inbounds to McClure in the backcourt. Clock is ticking. Down to 10 seconds. McClure across the timeline. He forces one up, and it's good. We're tied up with 5 seconds. Timeout, Reynolds. We will be back in 30 seconds, folks, for the final 5 seconds. This is Pisgah Bear Basketball.
Not sure who owns your bank anymore? With Champion Credit Union, it's simple. You do. We're local, and our focus is on you. So you might say, we've got local focal. Want to be treated special? Get local focal at Champion Credit Union, where anyone can open an account and enjoy great rates on loans and banking services, even businesses. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Welcome back to Pisgah. We have a good old-fashioned barn burner on our hands. Tied up with 6.1 seconds left to play, 78-78. And it's Reynolds basketball, but they have to go the full length of the court in 6 seconds. And I feel like Pisgah is going to put some full-court pressure right now on them. And looks like I'm right. They're going to put Roy McClure in the back. Looks like the front court is going to be Jesse Anderson and Tyler Singleton with the two in the middle, Coulter Burris and Nick Mamorelli, to be the press. So it looks like they're going to defend that middle. Two up front, a 2-1-1, so to speak. They're not going to let them break it.
Well, they've got to be intense, but a foul would be a killer. They get it into Watkins. Watkins screaming across half court. A pass underneath. Shot at the buzzer is no good. We are in overtime. We are in OT in the season opener.
And that's exactly who Coach Phillips wanted the ball to go to. Dobbs has been his leading scorer the whole game. They pass it on that side to Watkins. No one was looking backside as Dobbs scaled the whole length of the court. Wide open for a layup, but he missed it. Big pressure opportunity there for number 30, Dylan Dobbs.
And Dobbs was open, I tell you. It bounced one, maybe two times on the goal before it fell off. It was so close to going in, and that would have been a game winner for Reynolds. But we are in overtime, folks. Tied up in regulation at 78 apiece. Wow.
Woo. You can almost feel the oxygen getting sucked out of the room when the shot went up. Everyone just went, ugh. But it didn't go in, and the place went crazy. Pisgah fans excited here. Reminds me of my junior year, the very first year Coach Crook was a varsity head basketball coach. We were down by 12 in the fourth quarter to North Buncombe. Very strong ball club that year. Came back, won with no time on the clock. Michael Mathis hit a crucial foul shot at the end.
4 minute overtime, I think, will favor Pisgah a little bit because of Reynolds with so many people fouled out and foul trouble.
The only thing is you've got to keep Rory McClure on the court. He cannot foul out for you to be successful. Or you can go to Burris. He's been the go-to guy here in the fourth quarter. He's got 2, 4, 6, 8 points in the fourth quarter, and he didn't score any before that. He's really come on here late in this ball game. Burris gets a tip over to Mamorelli. Down on the left side, Mamorelli now over to McClure. McClure drives to the middle, pulls up for a little floater. It rims out, but tipped out by Mamorelli. McClure gets his own rebound. Back up top to Singleton. Singleton's played almost the whole fourth quarter now. They've been using him sparingly throughout the game, but he's back in inside to Burris. Little give and go to Mamorelli, and the foul is called. Looks like it's going to be either on Lamb or Kevon Watkins.
I thought Lamb got him. Let's see what they say.
And looks like it's on number 23. Looks like that's on Burns. His fourth foul. Some big foul shots here for the senior, Nick Mamorelli. It's up and good.
And Nick breaks the tie. Pisgah goes out in front by one here in overtime.
And the second one's up, no good. Scrap for the board. Lamb comes up with it. Tries to pass it ahead, stolen away by McClure. McClure down the left side, behind the back, through three people, puts it up, and a blocking foul is called on Burns. What a fancy move by Rory McClure.
You know, Rory knew that he had steps on these guys. He knew that they couldn't block him. They knew that he couldn't draw a charge because they were moving with him. So he just put on some razzle-dazzle Hollywood spin and went up, and a desperation shot. I think he was going for the foul draw, and he got it. Very, very savvy move by the point guard for Pisgah.
What awareness. I mean, he had three people around him.
Yeah.
And the guy was dribbling with his left hand down the left side. and the awareness to go behind the back, and he puts just the right spin on it to split the defenders. And Rory McClure with another foul shot.
Puts Pisgah's lead 2 here in overtime.
Increases. No, he misses it. McLaughlin with the rebound. Now out to Lamb. Lamb almost crosses over. Now passes ahead to Watkins. Watkins dribbling ahead. And he's looking for someone to pass to. Picked up his dribble up to McLaughlin. Trying to find someone. Gets it out to Watkins. Jesse Anderson now playing defense on Watkins. Rory McClure on Dobbs. McLaughlin now to Dobbs. Picked by McLaughlin. Inside to Burns with no good. Rebounded by Burris. And a jump ball is called. And it'll stay with AC Reynolds.
Great job by Burris. But when he came down, there was Lamb with two sticky palms to try to rip it away.
And Devon Watkins also there helped tie that one up. Kevon Watkins, though, inbounding. Gets it in to Dobbs. Now over to Devin Watkins. Kevon Watkins with a 3. No good. Rebounded by Devon Watkins. Up and in. Foul by Colter Burris.
So Watkins will go to the free throw line. And for Burris, let's see.
That's 4 on Burris.
There for a second, I thought he had 5. I was scrambling for the stat sheet.
Big foul shot right here for Watkins.
You're tied up at 80 apiece, folks, following that made field goal by Watkins.
It rims in and out.
Burris with a rebound pull.
Anderson now bringing it across the half-court mark. Over to Singleton. Mamarelli now on the inside tries to pass it in. Mamarelli ends up with the ball. Pass down to Anderson on the left block, and he puts it in. Pisgah with a 2-point lead now. 2:32 left to play. Here's Watkins. He's getting double-teamed. Tries to throw it to McLaughlin. McLaughlin now throwing long. Burris with a hustle play knocks it out of Lamb's hands.
I tell you, Burris is here, there, and everywhere.
Burris playing with determination and just focus.
And that down here on that score, what an unselfish pass as Anderson was a little bit more open. And Burris getting the pass to him.
Now McLaughlin over. Watkins dribbles in the middle. Pass down to Watkins. No good. And it's out of bounds.
Off Watkins' fingers. Pisgah's up by 2 here, folks. We're halfway through the overtime.
2:15 left to play. 82-80, Pisgah lead. And Rory McClure has the ball. He's going to walk it up. He's going to take as much time as he can.
Yeah, let's rest a little bit. Count some dribbles.
On the P, guarded by Lamb. Little crossover fake. Keeping the 5-second margin. He's keeping Lamb off of him, which means he can dribble forever. And Lamb with a little body check. And that's 5.
Is that 5 on him?
On Forrest Lamb.
That is 5 on Lamb.
So the lanky defender for AC Reynolds, who's played McClure well all night and defended well, just too many fouls.
And we mentioned at the beginning of this overtime that was Pisgah's big advantage, was all the fouls that Reynolds had. So here's another key player hitting the sideline.
Although Reynolds is in foul trouble, there's also foul trouble on Pisgah's side. Tyler Singleton has 4. Rory has 4. And Colton Burris has 4. And McClure sinks another. Extending the Pisgah lead to 3.
Cam Presley replaced Lamb with those 5 fouls. McClure gets both free throws. Pisgah's lead out to 4.
Over to Dobbs, who pulls up for a 3. His shot is long and no good. Cam Presley with the rebound. Back out to Kevon Watkins. Drives in, blocked by Mamarelli. Mamarelli gives it up to him. Tries to pass back to Mamarelli, but he fell. And, oh, Nick Mamarelli from the ground knocks it away from Dobbs after he slipped and fell.
While he was on his behind, he slapped the ball. He wasn't even on his feet. And the guy's playing good defense.
What an amazing play. Mamarelli steals it, gets it to McClure. McClure tries to pass it back to him, but he falls, and then the hustle of Mamarelli to knock it out while seated. Now up to Presley. Presley crosses over. Over to Dobbs. Dobbs almost loses footing but maintains the dribble. Now passes inside to McLaughlin. McLaughlin spins and he puts it in. So now Reynolds only down by two, 84-82.
110 left in overtime. McClure loses his dribble. It's saved by Singleton, though. Boy, that was good.
Good hustle by Singleton. And looks like Coach Crook is going to call a timeout as Singleton had lost his dribble in the corner and was being trapped. And we'll take a quick break. You're listening to WPTL. This is Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
Carolina! Chip. Sell it, trade it, pawn it, Carolina Pawn and Gun. They got guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. Now if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt, Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun. They gonna hook you up. Get on over there, son. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it, Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Welcome back. You're live here in Canton at the Bear Den. And Pisgah with a slight edge over the Rockets. 84-82 in overtime. A minute and a second left to play.
Well, this can still be anybody's ball game. Pisgah will have the ball here following the timeout, folks. It'll be Jesse Anderson trying to find the open guy.
And they get it into McClure. McClure goes in. Shot. Up and under, and he puts it in. Rory McClure is outstanding, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, I think that surprised Reynolds because they thought Pisgah was going to try to ice it and eat up some time. And McClure just went for the hoop.
This actually fits. Oh! And Coulter Burris with a steal. And McLaughlin tried to take it from him and basically just wrestled him to the ground.
Yeah, McLaughlin just hammered him. I think it was accidental, but McLaughlin just a big guy. And he just slammed right into him.
Both two big young men. They're just fighting over the basketball. And Colton Burris, who's been almost money from the charity stripe, gets another chance to shoot some foul shots.
Let's see if we can bank on these two.
And they're up and good for the first one. Colton Burris had no points coming into the fourth quarter. He now has 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 points on the. And he does. He's got 10. 6-point lead, 88-82. Into Presley now. Presley drives in, passes over to Watkins. Watkins puts up a shot. It's tipped away by Burris. Over to McClure, 30 seconds left. And McClure is trying to get away, and McLaughlin fouls him.
That was a half-two foul.
That'll be 4 on McLaughlin.
27 seconds left in overtime. And Pisgah with a 6-point lead, and now on the free throw line, you'd have to think that Pisgah's in the driver's seat.
Actually, the ref says the foul's not on McLaughlin, that it's on Kevon Watkins. So Kevon Watkins fouls out. That's his 5th foul.
How many? They have 4 players to foul out?
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. This makes 5.
5 players to foul out.
And Simpson left early in the fourth, probably one of AC Reynolds' better players, but he leaves with only 6 points. And Rory McClure.
I tell you, McClure is just out of control tonight. Is he over 40 points? Probably.
He most likely is.
We'll get the tally for you. Stand by your radio, folks. Misses this free throw, though. 26 seconds, rebounded by Reynolds.
Over to Presley now. Presley crossing up, guarded by Inman. Tries to pass it inside. Knocked away by Burris out of bounds. I'm telling you, Burris is playing extremely well.
Defensively, this guy's he's been Pisgah's premium player here in the second half.
Into Presley. Presley driving up to that right side. Gets it to Dobbs. Dobbs pulls up with McClure in his face, and it rims in and out. Burris with the rebound, and Presley fouls him.
Well, Burris is a good guy to have on the free throw line. Shakes hands with McClure. I think the Bears know that they've won it now. And
8 seconds left, 89-82.
And the fans, for the first time tonight, with 8 seconds on the clock, feel safe in leaving the gym.
I mean, they have been hanging right here up until now.
And Burris misses the first one. And looks like Tyler Singleton will check out. 8 seconds left. McKinley Brown checks in for him as Burris' second shot awaits. It's up and through the hoop.
So we got one out of two that time. 7 seconds. Here come the Rockets.
And a blocking foul called on Burris. And it, he's just been trying so hard tonight. I mean, you can't much blame him. Big man fouls out, but he's gave 110% tonight. I'm extremely impressed with him.
So Pisgah will win in overtime. It's not over yet. We got 3 seconds on the clock, but the score 90-82 as Dobbs for ACR goes to the free throw line.
Actually, they call it on Mamorelli instead of Burris, so Burris gets to stay in, and Dobbs adds to his point total. He's got 19 now.
They give it to Mamorelli?
No, they actually, I thought they did, but they didn't. And they take Burris out, and in comes Tatum. And Dobbs hits another one. Only 3 seconds left. They inbound to Tatum. He's just going to hold it. And that's the game, ladies and gentlemen. Pisgah wins by 6, 90-84. And this has been a battle from the get-go, back and forth. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back with some game summary. And it's been a great one. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM. This is Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
Have you got a family reunion, a wedding, a work function, or a party coming up? Well, let the folks at the Black Bear Cafe in Canton do the catering for you. Large or small, the Black Bear Cafe will take care of everything, from entrees only to a full-service served meal, all at reasonable prices, too. So sit back and relax, and let the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton do all the work for you. Call for information at 648-1003, 648-1003.
What's the first choice in convenience stores? The single stuff. Your first choice for gas, quick groceries, food, and household items. Single Stop also has free stuff when you sign up for Single Stop Rewards. So get special discounts, friendly service, and competitive prices every day at the four area Single Stop locations. Carolina Boulevard in Clyde, Radio Hill, Canton, Single Stop Southside on Pisgah Drive, and Frank's up the river on 276.
Welcome back to the Bear Den. A little bit quieter right now, as Pisgah wins in overtime, outscoring Reynolds 12-8 in the overtime. It was tied up at the end of regulation, 78 apiece, and Pisgah winning it 90-84. So big, big victory for Pisgah, and a very, very impressive win against a big 4A school out of Buncombe County like this. I was impressed, David.
I was too. AC Reynolds played very well, have a lot of weapons offensively. They just got in foul trouble early. It hurt the Rockets, but Pisgah also with some foul trouble of their own, they stayed right in this game against a much bigger opponent, and they took it right to them, Terry. Good things to come for this boys' basketball team here in Canton.
What were the big point getters for ACR? I know they had a
for
couple
ACR,
guys.
Dylan Dobbs kept them in this game. He had 20 points. Simpson, who I considered to be one of their better players, he fouled out early and left the game with only 8 points. So I feel like if he'd have been in, he could have contributed more. But 10 also for Ryan McLaughlin, who came off the bench. But leading scorers, we only had 5 people to score. And leading all scorers tonight, just an outstanding show, I think. Rory McClure.
Scoring machine.
49 points. Just layering it on. And following him, 15 by Jesse Anderson, who played really, really well in the first half. I mean, he was spot on. He played about as well as I've seen him play in his whole Pisgah career. I mean, he's just a sophomore. He's so good. But someone who I'm extremely impressed with, Colter Burris, finished with 11 points, all of them coming in overtime in the fourth quarter.
Oh, they were all in overtime?
All in the fourth quarter in overtime.
But, you know, in the second half, the guy played great defense.
He played
I didn't realize he didn't score any, but he played outstanding defense in the second half. And then to come up in overtime and do that,
Well, who would the player of the game be? I mean, Rory with 49, but Burris in overtime doing that. I don't know. It's a
toss-up. I think you can't really give it to an individual person. I think that was a team collective effort. I mean, when Rory was in trouble, they stepped up and they kept themselves in the game. They put him back in the fourth quarter because he was in foul trouble, and Pisgah got it done.
Pisgah playing like this was not a season opener, I'll tell you. Back in a moment, folks, with final comments. You stay with us. This is Pisgah Bear Basketball on 920 WPTL.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Welcome back. You're listening to 920 WPCL. Along is myself, David Stiles, and Terry Shin. And we just watched a barn burner, Terry.
Oh, man. I wish I could see him over at North Buncombe tomorrow. We are not going to carry that game because of some scheduling conflicts there at the station. However, Friday night is another away game at Irwin. And, David, you and I will be over there at the Irwin Gym. And those Warriors are tough. At
yes,
home. I'm not sure what team they're putting on the floor this year, but that is a hard gym to win in.
You were saying earlier that some of them were in suspension trouble and they weren't going to play tonight against Madison. So who knows what we will see when we go over there and face the Warriors. Always a very well put together ball club. They always play hard. And going over there, it's a hostile environment, just like it is coming here to the Bear Den.
And as you mentioned, David, and the fans didn't hear that, but I did hear some more than rumors, but I heard some from dependable sources that Irwin's over at Madison tonight. What they did, I don't know, but they were only dressing out eight players as there were five on suspension. I do not know if they were five, how many of those five were starters, if any. But they had a lot of suspensions, and how long that suspension is, you know, sometimes the coach will suspend them for one game, sometimes for many.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But we'll find out as we face the Irwin Warriors on Friday night. Folks, it's been a good night. Pisgah won three out of their four games against the visitors from Buncombe County tonight. The only loser was the boys' JV game, and that was a close one. That was only a two-point loss.
2-point loss, 45-43. JV girls won 35-23. The varsity girls,
they won by 22.
They won by 22, yeah.
The boys won
by 6, 90-84. I mean, great night of basketball. I mean, I was ready for tonight. I mean, just everything was in the mix. It was a perfect night for basketball.
Snow, cold weather, lots of people. Let me tell you, it's been a good night. It's been a great night for high school basketball. And, folks, join us Friday night right here on WPTL and you Internet listeners on WPTLradio.net. David Stiles, Terry Shin, and for Tim Hodges back at the station, thank you, Bill and Linda Reck, for all that you do to support Pisgah basketball and all of these fine sponsors. From Pisgah High School, everyone, good night.
Good night.